Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bill Polian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
You smiling?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football. Football's fun.
Fun, sir.
Fun, sir.
It's fun.
Yes.
You sure?
I think.
Now you're thinking. First you smile, then you think. You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Yes. No.
No?
Sir. It was fun.
Not anymore, though, is it? Is it?
No, not by now.
No, it's not fun anymore.
No.
Not even a little bit.
No.
Make up your mind.
No, no.
Think. Since you're thinking now, go on. Think.
No,
is
no.
it fun?
No, sir.
No.
No, sir.
Absolutely not?
Zero fun, sir.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
I can guarantee you there isn't a bum on the street that looks as raggedy and ridiculous as what I'm looking at right now. This is no democracy. It is a dictatorship. I am the law.
Paul Perillo.
And I noticed that he wears those leopard-spotted underwears, bikini style, sir.
And Andy. And Andy?
Think you got a future in football?
Andy Hart.
Oh, heck no. I just figure if I got to be in school, I might as well hit some people while I'm at it.
And while I'm excited about my future at Dighton Rehoboth.
Eric Scalavino. For now, anyway.
Does the term cruel and unusual punishment mean anything to you?
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
You got anger, that's good. You got aggression, that's even better. You're going to need that, too. But any little two-year-old child can throw a fit. Football is about controlling that anger, harnessing that aggression into a team effort to achieve perfection. We will be perfect. Let's go to work.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. Again, you didn't end that one right. Wasn't there more fanfare, Doc?
You always get this one confused with Rudy.
Okay, well then we need to... That's not a good opening then. It doesn't like...
It's all about his speech at the end.
I know, he says, let's go to work, and then it just kind of dies out. Yeah. And then it's up to me to get everyone up again.
And you're not capable.
I don't think that's fair. I think that's a lot of...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put all the burden on the host.
Well, you know, it's a lot of pressure.
Tomash liked that when I heard him laugh in the background.
You sure he was laughing or was he burping up his lunch? I don't know.
He is chowing down in there.
He's not imitating you.
Why is that?
Because you burp up your lunch all the time.
Now that's a good shirt.
Yeah, and it's
I don't see a single piece
up,
of chest hair. Stop.
No. Don't do that.
All right.
Why do you have it tucked in? Yesterday
put it back.
The untucked look.
Welcome to PFW in Progress.
You couldn't
You're still
it.
Sick, aren't you?
I'm getting better. I feel much better than I did Tuesday.
You got
better than I did yesterday. So.
Maybe you should start making out with them.
Coming down.
You're coming down with something?
I think so.
Yeah. All right. Well,
get the hell out of here.
We are here for the next 2 hours to talk about the Patriots, to talk about the Super Bowl.
This is my favorite 4 hours of the week. I'm not leaving right now. I don't want to get sick from you. Well,
owners are saying things.
Unless you were going to the big show.
Throwing comments out there.
On Wednesdays.
We get the CBA looming, and things aren't looking good for that. But, you know.
Oh, by the way, there's a game this weekend, too.
And there's a game this weekend. So,
commercials, too.
Are people outside of New Orleans, Louisiana, and Indianapolis excited about this game?
Well, apparently the people in Boston newspapers are because there are 6 representatives from the 2 papers that are down there.
I mean, you know.
I'm excited.
The lame person.
Don't you think it could be a shootout? It could be some points, 2 great quarterbacks.
I'm looking forward to watching the game.
I don't think yet, Fred. I think it's a snooze fest right now. I don't think there's a lot of hype building up to it. But, yeah, on Sunday, I'm very much looking forward to it.
Well, that's kind of what I'm getting at. Do you feel like there's any hype building up?
Yeah.
You do?
See, I don't.
Not really.
I haven't felt much. But I don't feel any that don't involve the Patriots anyway. I don't really feel hype. I certainly didn't last year with Pittsburgh and Arizona playing.
That's true.
Matter of fact, I don't think anybody thought Arizona had a chance.
Right.
So there was even less hype last year. I think most people think this is going to be a pretty even game with 2 good offenses. And like Andy said, I think people think it might be a shootout.
You know, if the Cowboys were in it, I think there'd be automatic hype because it just seems that whatever they do, the Cowboys are unbelievable. They haven't really done anything in the playoffs for, 16 years now?
Very excited to be a Dallas Cowboy.
Yet their, website kills every other NFL website in terms of traffic.
Because they're popular.
It's not even close
They're America's team.
Even this one?
Oh, even ours.
But I wouldn't be excited if they were in the Super Bowl because I think there'd be a 50-50 chance they just lay an egg and would suck. I don't think either of these teams are going to lay an egg on Sunday.
I'm just going by the number of fans that they have. It just seems that, you know, they kill, you know. Okay.
They're America's team. We know that.
I'd feel the same about the Super Bowl with them.
But they haven't won anything in 16 years.
And yet they're still America's team.
You know, they still...
And it's not like they're terrible. They're always in the conversation. They always have 8, 9, 10 wins. They make the playoffs and lose.
Don't you hope the Patriots are talked about or felt about that way in 10, 15 years?
I also think one of the advantages the Cowboys have is they're in Texas. Football is a way of life in Texas. You know, people are diehard Patriots fans up here, but the sport of football is not what it is in Texas.
But you could argue that's a detriment to them because... there's so much focus and popularity put on high school football and college football.
Yeah.
You could argue they would have more fans if there weren't as many people who were so, I mean, they shut down towns for high school and college football.
Oh, I know. But I think that, you know, the Cowboys are, you know, I know they have the Texans there, but the Cowboys are the pro team of Texas.
And I think to Fred's point, those guys, Andy, that are interested in high school football and they shut down that town on Friday and then they shut down the town on Saturday to watch college and then they shut down the town on Sunday.
But is it all the same people?
I think a lot of them, they're football people.
So it's a four-day week in Texas?
I think it's just football people.
And I'll say the same thing about...
Everything's bigger in Texas except the work week. Football 3 days a week.
I'll say the same thing about Boston fans. Boston fans are Red Sox fans. They're not necessarily baseball fans. And the same thing about football. They're Patriots fans, but not necessarily, maybe to a lesser degree, NFL fans because people just love the NFL.
Fairweather fans, too.
Well, we'll see. You know,
I agree. I think there's more NFL fans around here than there are Major League Baseball fans. There are more Red Sox fans, I think, than there are Patriots fans. I think there's a difference there.
Are you just jealous of the Cowboys' hits?
I am jealous.
Well, I am. I wish we had that amount of traffic, but we're getting there, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know.
With the blog and
fifth groundswell of support on the Internet.
Debate Friday is really taking off.
No, but I think if you take our site to theirs, I think our content is superior.
I agree.
But by default.
That goes without saying.
But they just get more traffic, you know, because they're the Cowboys.
They also have cheerleaders.
We do, too. Have you seen them lately?
No, but they have the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. Right. To me, that's another iconic drive of traffic.
Absolutely. No doubt about it.
They also have a big, fancy new stadium.
Yep.
Right? That's hosting
but even
boxing
before they had
and
that.
The NBA. My point is they have a lot going on.
Oh, sure.
Not that we don't, but they have
Ian from NASA is the person who was nice enough to get us lunch today from Grandy. So Ian is very, very busy. He's on his way to
Trinidad
for their Mardi Gras, their version of Mardi Gras.
Carnival.
Yeah.
And it's bigger and older, so I think it's actually should get some high rank.
So he's unable to write or call in, but thank you, Ian.
That's
but
going
to see some tatas.
To me, that's going above and beyond.
Oh, yeah.
He's not even able to participate in the show today, but he just wanted to make sure he took care of us. That's really something else.
I hope he gets taken care of down there.
Yeah, man!
All right.
I'm also happy that he spent some money with us since his job could be in jeopardy since your guy's cutting NASA.
Actually, the budget for NASA went up, but in certain areas they're cutting out, like moon stuff.
Well, the whole, moon and Mars, the new, what do they call that new rocket that was going to take everybody everywhere? Yeah.
So.
I don't know what Vegas is going to do after
the
president discouraging anybody from going there.
Right.
That was funny.
He's a jackass.
Can you just imagine if... Bush said something like that. Because Bush said stupid stuff like that all the time.
It's the second time he said that, too.
Within like a week and a half, right?
No, it's been like within six months. Yeah, but still. I mean, is anybody really going to take the president that literally that they're not going to go to Vegas now?
No, listen, I think those kinds of comments are overblown. Okay,
I'm not saying you. I'm just saying the people who are upset.
No, I agree with you. I think that we get up. Even like the Palin thing, the Rahm Emanuel thing, he wasn't talking about... mentally challenged.
I was wondering how you were going to tiptoe.
But he wasn't talking. I mean, you know, he wasn't. Even though, you know, Palin, I'm more of a conservative and Palin's a Republican. I think that she's wrong. I don't.
I actually think she's right.
Of course you do, because you get offended by everything. But I don't think that that's what he was talking about.
No,
I don't think that's what he's talking about.
But I think a woman who has a son like that, the natural instinct is to protect the son. I can't blame her for that. How can you blame her for that? I can't.
I'm not blaming her for that. I'm simply defending Emmanuel. I don't think that's what he was talking about.
I know,
about.
But you're saying she's wrong to
well,
say
Well, all
that.
Right, then I used the wrong words then.
Okay.
I don't think she's wrong.
No, she's not
I just
wrong.
I don't think she's talking about that.
Of course he wasn't talking about that. But that's the instinct of a mother to
But for Obama, and I know that we'll get a lot of positive comments because we're talking politics, but for Obama to say, now's not the time to go out and buy a boat. Well, just give it you know 11 seconds of thought before you say something and realize who you're affecting and what you potentially could be affecting. There's people that make a living making that stuff, selling that stuff. I mean, it's just so many more implications. It's a Bush-like comment. And I don't mean Bush League. I mean George Bush.
Well,
he never thought before he spoke, and he got criticized for it all the time. This guy's supposed to be smart. He's not.
Well, if the prompter's on, he's very smart.
Exactly. If he goes off the cuff, he says things like, don't spend your money in Vegas. Oh, I was talking about your college tuition. All right.
Well, that's what you get when you treat the presidency as on-the-job training. That's what you get. So you got what you pay for.
See, now he takes it to a level that I wasn't willing to go.
That's all right.
He's so upset now. Please button up the shirt, though, Fred. Really, you're killing us,
Barack Obama.
He's the right man at the right time, and I'm glad we have
Barack
him.
Obama.
Anyway, webradio at patriots.com.
You and 40% of Americans still agree, but it's fallen by the day.
Is the email address 508-543-7482 is the phone number. And so talking about the Super Bowl, Paul doesn't think, and I agree, that there's a lot of hype going on. You guys think that there's a normal amount of hype going on?
Outside of here, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I think it's normal. And I just don't think there's – I don't think when the Patriots aren't involved around here, I don't hear a lot of Super Bowl buzz.
Right. And I think this year there should be a lot of buzz because I think one of you guys said it's going to be probably a shootout Super Bowl. It's going to be a good game, I think.
Well, it's the game everybody wanted. They just wanted them to be undefeated when they got it. But
yeah.
It's what people wanted.
Yep.
You know, the one I said would never happen because it hadn't happened in 17 years. Well, it's happening again.
One versus one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, that the best in the world.
Yeah, that is.
You heard that? Europe, the best in the world.
Here he goes, picking fights across the pond.
Xenophobia.
Now.
Australia, best in the world.
All right.
Africa, world. We are the world.
No.
Your head is as big as the world.
That's true.
No new information on any Patriots talks with Vince Wilfork. The report is that Wes Welker had his surgery on Tuesday, and it was a success.
No, he's perfectly okay. So if there was a game today, he could play, because that's what I assume perfectly okay means.
I'm with you.
Did you read any of that?
I heard that, you know, his...
The success thing, obviously, that's a press release.
The prognosis
that's
is 6 to 12 months, which...
which is great.
Perfectly okay, though. So if they make next year's Super Bowl, he could play.
He could either be ready on day one or not play at all in 2010. Sorry, 2010.
Somewhere in the middle.
As far as Patriots fans go, we have to be prepared that best case, he's on PUP. That's the absolute best case.
Right. Look for him in October, I think.
I don't know about that.
No?
I think best case would be he'd be on the practice field. That he'd be limited but wouldn't go on PUP, late in camp, shows up, and plays.
Most likely
to me,
is what
I
you're
think
saying,
that's
Fred.
A 5 or 10% possibility. I don't think it's likely. PUP is the likely scenario, but I think... You can hold a little sliver of hope that he might be there midway or later in training camp.
I wouldn't do it.
Wouldn't do what?
I wouldn't hold that sliver of hope. As a fan, I would be saying, don't count on him. Don't get your hopes up.
I thought you were about hope and change.
Don't do it. I'm about realism.
Really?
You know?
Well, that started after last November, right?
Yeah.
Well, you are like a pinata dangling from the middle of this room right now.
You know what? He's sick.
And
we shouldn't really be picking on him like this.
Speaking of knee injuries, I did want to clarify. There was a little short, you know, the local yokel papers do the stories on guys at home or whatever. Brandon Tate was at a church doing this thing, and the local paper just, you know, he's like a hero, and he made it for blah, blah, blah. He had nothing, showed no signs of any kind of injury, anything, said his knee is fine. Is expecting big things from himself this year and said, quote, they put me on IR. So I've been very, very hesitant to say Brandon Tate could do anything this coming year because two straight seasons ended with a season-ending knee injury. And it was clearly a season-ending injury, but the tone of this story and his tone was a lot more, he'll be ready
to help.
It was a
roster more so than necessity.
So that gives me
That's
a glimmer
bizarre.
Of hope for him to be, you know, you need a kick returner. You haven't had any success in kick returns. And, you know, he has a year in the system, so maybe he will be able to contribute a little on the field, stretch the field opposite Moss, something there.
That would
I
be
feel
huge.
Better about that.
That would
now.
Be huge.
That would be very huge.
In light of Freddie's thing about Welker, that would be enormous.
Did we ever confirm if his knee is the same knee that he hurt in college?
We don't even know if
we
he had
know.
A knee injury now, yeah. based on what he just said. Maybe they just, I mean, that's. I mean, there's nothing illegal about that. You need a roster move. You put a guy in IR. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not like we're speaking out of school here.
But and there's no, I'm not talking about any hanky-panky, because a guy coming back from a major knee injury, he could say, my knee's sore.
Right.
We played two games and my knee's a little sore.
Right.
And they go, wow, why are we risking this? Let's make sure we'll give him the rest of the year off so he's good to go next year. But I now have more hope reading that little story from the local paper than I did previously.
Okay. I thought when you said the small local yokel papers, I thought you were...
I thought you were talking about the Globe and the Herald.
So did I. I thought you were talking about that item in the Globe that said...
had six mistakes in four sentences.
Exactly. You know, talking about the reason that the infection comes is because you try to,
false.
You know, repair the MCL.
Also said he had ligaments repaired
Did
in his knee.
Did you read that?
No, he didn't have ligaments repaired. He had the ACL repaired.
And that was completely wrong. I mean, it literally, there was probably about 150 words in that story, and a good half of them were incorrect.
Who wrote it?
No, well, we don't have to get into that.
Yeah,
the Boston Globe.
Okay. Borges had a pretty inflammatory article a couple
yes.
days ago.
There was
ago.
Some
stupid,
factually incorrect stuff in there as well.
Yep.
He lumped Brady and Wilfork together like hasn't been done and should not have been done. He was basically saying that while the Colts are saying they're just going to do what they need to do, the Patriots are complaining we can't do business. That's never been mentioned with Tom Brady in regards to Tom Brady. Mr. Kraft had some quotes last fall talking about how can you do things when you don't know what the rules are going to be? But those were directly related to the Vince Wilfork situation. Never has anyone said, we can't do Tom Brady
because
no one knows
of
what's going on.
Situation.
Never.
Now,
he
that
also
might
included,
have something to do with it, but no one's ever
right.
been. No one's ever said that on the air. Robert
right.
Kraft was not talking about Tom Brady.
To me, that's misleading. That's you're making things suit your point that aren't even true.
Well, it's right now it's all about the Patriots' right way is the wrong way.
Right.
You know, that's... Everyone's jumping on that boat.
You are very right about that.
You know,
the people are really piling on.
Paul's on that boat.
No, I'm not. Because that's stupid.
Row.
We were talking about this yesterday. We said the same thing about that Borges thing. I think there was a lot of A plus B, you know, got you to a place that wasn't necessarily C, and it didn't add up.
And here's what I think will be fair, and I'll say it right now before it happens. If... In this offseason, the Patriots go out and get very aggressive in free agency. Let's say they make a run at Julius Peppers and get him. Let's say they sign one or two other guys in free agency.
Maybe they re-sign Wilfork, too.
People will say, oh, they changed their philosophy. And I will say no.
I would say that.
I'll say that the opportunities here Uh-oh. Presented themselves, and they went after it just like they did in
2007. We had this argument three times
already. But there's no sense of really arguing this because it's just an opinion.
It is.
There's nothing you can prove.
But I think people make the mistake of saying the Patriots do things a certain way, whether it's the draft or
That's
attacking
true.
Free agency.
I totally agree with you on that.
You know, and I think that they try to remain flexible. And, yes, they do have a value system, and sometimes that precludes them from going after certain guys that other teams go after. And you can argue with that value system, you know, that sometimes it's wrong, but – that value system doesn't say don't spend money on free agents. You know, I don't think that's what it says. It says when we see a guy who fits in our system, we're going to be aggressive. When we don't, we're not going to be.
Okay, so let's stick with Peppers.
All right.
Because we had the information from, I guess, last week or earlier this week that kind of looks like the Panthers won't franchise him. So he's going to be an unrestricted free agent. Did you know he and Tully Bantakane are the only 10-sack unrestricted free agents?
Is that right?
Guys with 10 sacks last year.
But again, it just happens to be that this year, you know?
Right. And Doomerville is a restricted. He's
right.
one of those guys that would have been but isn't. And we talked about James Harrison as being the comparable maybe for the contract for Peppers.
Yeah.
His deal was a 6-year, 51 and change million dollar deal with quote unquote 20 in bonuses. He is also a year and a half older than Julius Peppers.
To me, the bonus is okay. The per year is a little high, but...
Well, I don't think you have any prayer of getting Julius Peppers for that.
No. I think you've got to go higher on both. Maybe not significantly, but I think you need to go higher on both.
See, I'd be...
25 and 60,
I'd be
maybe.
Willing to
you
go
have to have that guarantee portion, I think, be higher.
Well, that's what I'd be willing to go higher on the guaranteed portion, but lower when you spread it out over the number of years of the contract. I'd rather pay him like $8 million a year when you spread it out.
So 48 million with 28 million guaranteed?
3 million off?
Something like that, yeah. Not with 30 million guaranteed, yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, he might be able to work in, yeah.
You could do that.
You're getting closer to a Seymour type deal where it's more guaranteed, virtually guaranteed.
Right. Yeah, more guaranteed.
And that's what they care about. I didn't see the year by years. My guess is James Harrison has a, you know, $7 or $8 million salary in year 5 and 6.
Right.
But I think that's a reasonable contract. I'm not sure that you'll get Peppers for that.
Why, do you think he's going to want more than that?
Yeah.
Well,
and one of the reasons, by the way, and Andy brought up a good point about there's only two guys that have 10 or more sacks in 2009 that are unrestricted free agents. There aren't any unrestricted free agents. That pool is so much smaller than in the past because a lot of the prime UFAs are going to be restricted, like Elmer Doomerville, which is what
And if
said.
Anyone needs a pass rusher, there's basically one choice. I think Tully Vantakane is going to be back here.
Mm-hmm.
He said basically he's going to be back here. He tried to be back here, whatever that whole issue is with the contract during the year. Peppers is the guy. So if one other team is interested, up goes the price.
Well, and
everybody,
like you said, because there's not a lot of guys of his ilk available this year, he's going to have a lot of competition for his services. It's a great year for him to be a free agent.
Last year wasn't bad either when he got $18 million.
No, I mean, this guy, with all his complaining, he's kind
of... The system has worked out pretty well for
pretty
him.
Pretty well.
Yeah. Might be a little bit of luck and good fortune, but...
Well, that's the thing that happened. We say it all the time. There are guys who always bitch about the franchise tender, but they have found ways to beat the system, but you have to be lucky.
Yeah.
And as long as you're healthy, you'll
can't get hurt.
And that luck part is you can't get hurt. Walter Jones absolutely abused the system for Seattle.
Yep.
Because he was able to play every year and didn't get hurt. Matter of fact, he got to skip training camp more often than not. That's a veteran player's dream.
Yep.
Make huge money, stay healthy, miss training camp.
So with last year's free agent money that he made and possible bonus he'll get this year, he could make possibly $50 million in 2 years, Peppers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
And that's an example, I would say, of a guy who was able to beat the system.
That's better than Conan O'Brien.
Because he got lucky. If he rolled an ankle in the first week, he was
very happy with himself with that one. You see the little smirk? Hey, look, everybody, I made a funny.
Yeah, Conan.
I'm kept abreast of those.
I do want to kick Conan out. I'm there looking for you.
All right, web radio at patriots.com, 508-543-7482 is the phone number. Sean writes in, hi, my name is Tom Brady. I just learned that Peyton Manning is going to get a well-deserved high-priced contract. I think I deserve one as well, and I'm not taking a hometown discount this time. If you plan on surrounding me with two talented wide receivers in addition to Moss, a decent running back, and a defense that is aggressive and does not put me on the spot, I'll think about it. But even then, I want to get paid properly. So what do you think about that if Tom Brady says that? I think
all of that was true long before anything about Peyton Manning came out.
I agree. But you think there's any possibility that any type of conversation like that has existed where Brady says, I know you guys want to do an extension. It's good that we have a year away because last time I left money on the table and maybe I wasn't happy how it played out. You show me what you're going to do. You go get Julius Peppers, Anquan Boldin, and blah, 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 and I'll sign on the dotted line, and I might give you a 10% discount. But you show me first. Show me that you're going to do it, and then I'll play your little game. Could that ever happen?
It could, sure. Hey, you know...
This is all going to come down to just how willing, not his desire, but how willing he would be to say, you know what? If I have to leave here to get the money I want, I will.
But is it really about the money?
No, I'm saying, well, I think in some ways, he's weighing the stuff that he loves about being here, clearly, Belichick, right?
Sure, yeah.
With
the money
that
he thinks,
the money that, well, I'm not so sure about that. He spends as little time here as possible.
Especially in the offseason.
But
they were shopping for a home or something like that?
They're building a mansion in Brentwood.
Remember, they bought like a billion-dollar thing.
They built that in California, too.
It's bigger than like the state house.
But I thought they were shopping here as well.
I thought he sold here, didn't he?
They were shopping. I don't know how that. Remember, they were looking at places by ponds with 11 acres?
Right. Oh, yeah. You're right. That is correct. I remember that now.
But that's what rich people do. They have multiple homes. He's got to live here some of the year.
But my point is he has to weigh
every morning
how much all those things that I love with how much the money that I think I should get.
Now, I don't think it's all about the money for Tom. I don't think that.
I don't either.
I don't think that he'll hold out for every last dime he could possibly get. I don't think that's what it's all about for him. But if it's a situation like the last time where it's well below what the other top quarterbacks got, maybe he sits there and says, you know what? It's just not worth it. Yeah, Belichick's a great coach. I can go somewhere else and play for a good coach.
Okay, so let's just say that Irsay makes good. He makes Peyton Manning the highest paid player in the NFL, whatever that means. Okay, maybe it's 10% more than the current highest player gets right
Who's highest right now, Eli?
I believe so.
Yeah. $1 million. So he gets,
damn Manning.
Either him or Rivers, right?
Yeah, I would assume.
Yeah, so he gets 10% more than those guys are making right now. If you're Tom Brady's agent, what are you asking for?
A little less than that.
Are you? Or about the same, or what?
No, well, like I said, I don't think Tom is one of those guys that's chasing every last nickel. Maybe I'm wrong. Yeah. Maybe he's disillusioned. But I don't think he's one of those guys that's going to go out there and say, well, you're giving Peyton Manning this? I need that.
Hell no.
Maybe a little less than that.
But that will set the bar at least of what they have to come close to. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Theoretically, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I can't see him not signing a deal that includes upwards of $25 to $30 million right away.
Oh, of course.
And like a 5 or 6 year deal for over $100 million.
Yeah.
I can't see anything less than
$100 million will be
involved. I can't see him signing for less than that. I don't know.
Yeah. No, he's going to, this is it. This is his last big contract. Yeah. The one after this is, there may not be one after this, or it's one that he goes to another team for the veteran minimum and just to play out a year or two.
Yeah,
which
one of those 2 years, $15 million contract, more than the minimum, but
right.
not Brett Favre or something. Yeah, not like Kurt Warner's deal. I think it was 2 and 15, right? Or 2 and 20 with a 15 up something front like or something that,
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, so this is his last big one. So, you know, we'll see. But, you know, it's good because he's set between he and his wife. They don't have to work another day in their lives.
He's been set forever.
No, I know, but you know, I don't know if that's a factor or hey, I'm a guy and I need to hold up my end of the bargain and I need to.
Well, he can't compete with her. If she wants to, she blows him out of the water at any time she wants.
Well, at some point though, her marketability is going to go down.
But she hasn't reached it, and she might have to work harder. But I think she can always beat him.
Yeah.
She gets like $1 million to show up somewhere.
Yeah.
So if she does that 50 times a year,
and
that's $50 million.
She'll probably come out with some line of clothes
right,
or
at Walmart and make $150 million.
Well, I don't know about Walmart. But
that's, a lot of times that's what they do because that's where the money is. The big name in the low end,
big
money.
Is that how it works?
Until Tom starts selling the TB12 stuff. And
yeah, then he'll have whatever he gets as a contract and $50 more. He can if she wants to, she can always squish him like bug.
Wow.
Like bug?
Like bug.
Were you from Russia now?
So
Brazil.
So
did you see he did put his foot down, and the kid's name was going to be
Joaquin
Brady, and he said no.
Yeah,
I have to give him much praise.
that would sound weird or something like that.
I agree.
Joaquin.
So now it's all about the Benjamin.
Because she wants him. Giselle wants to make sure he's Brazilian or Portuguese, and you know has that. But he's born in America. He lives in America, so he would seem weird. Joaquin Brady, people would be like, that's weird.
Well, who's that Joaquin
Phoenix?
Phoenix.
And I think that's with an N, isn't it?
That's with
Joaquin.
An N, yeah.
Oh, this is Joaquin?
Joaquin.
Yeah.
I never
yeah.
heard that name.
Oh, I have.
I have, yeah.
Played with
a kid
named Joaquin.
I've heard Joaquin, not Joaquin.
I've heard both.
Yeah. I don't get out much.
Yeah. Well,
but good call by Tom.
You think in the prenup that, like, it favored her? Like, she's the one that said, no, Tom, you have to sign this.
Yes.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, she has more money. She has more money.
I would think so, yeah.
She is the empire.
See, now, if I'm Brady, and if I'm Robert... No, listen.
Good one.
If I'm Brady, if I'm Robert Kraft...
That's funny, too.
I want to talk about what happens later, after you're... You know, because his marketability as a player is very high in this region. You know, and so I would try to work on things that, you know, beyond the football field, we work out deals when you're retired that, you know, you can make a lot of money here using the Patriots logo. And
in addition to the $100
million. You know?
If you're trying to put that in instead of paying me $100
million. When a player retires, they have no rights to use the team's logo that they played for.
Right.
They can be Andy Hart football player, but unless the Patriots or the team allows them to use the logo and the name, they can't do that.
Right. Isn't this like, you know, suggesting, you know, mid-90s like Denver Broncos salary cap violations.
But I'm just saying, I you know, there are reasons for Brady to say, you know what, I should stay with the Patriots. It's for afterwards, for my long-term marketability, it's better to be here than to go to Denver for a couple years.
I think you made that argument when Vinatieri
Denver out there.
Right. Josh McDaniels and Brady reunited.
Because he had the same kind of marketability
in
this area.
I did make that. And it's interesting because I heard an interview with Vinatieri with Felger. In between Felger being a douchebag with him, one of the things that Vinatieri did say is, I hope to be able to come back to New England when I'm done and do things there.
But he needs that more. Yeah. Troy Brown needs that far more than Tom Brady. Tom Brady is one of the greatest to ever play the game.
But Vinatieri in that interview, I don't know if you guys heard.
Those are pennies by relation.
He was very
no, but to Troy Brown, it's not an option if you move on. Like, you know what I mean?
But
you're never going to be a
Brown,
national.
That's significant money. For Tom Brady, it's not.
No.
But he also can't do the other. Tom Brady can go play 5 years in San Francisco
if he's gonna
and
have
be just fine.
If Tom Brady's going to have a TB12 line, where's it going to sell best?
Wherever Tom Brady
wherever
wants,
Tom
it, to
Brady
sell.
Wants
I mean,
it to sell.
Yeah.
I'm not
sure. Where the Tom Brady fans
now,
are.
Now, if he changes his number.
But that's my point exactly.
There are a lot
they're
of those,
everywhere.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of those around the country.
A lot of people in the country hate Tom Brady.
Well, and they'd love him if he were on his team.
Right, but he's not. You know?
But when he retires, the hate goes away, and they just say, damn, that guy was great.
But I think Tom Brady.
And he goes to a card show, and 6,000 people line up to get his autograph.
I think Tom Brady's shirt is one of the highest sellers.
That's memorabilia, but is he really going to do the card shows?
If he wants to make money, you're talking about post-career money. That's a way to make money.
And I think endorsements. But
Tom Brady's shirt is among the higher selling every year, correct?
Sure. Yep.
I mean, that's just Patriots fans buying it?
Mostly, yeah.
No way.
He's a universal. Getting back to
he's a universal star.
The only jersey you can buy. Every other one becomes useless a year later.
Getting back to Vinatieri, because Felger was hammering him. He wanted him to say something inflammatory about the Patriots and about the whole thing. He would not go there. You know, he's like, look, I never.
And you still don't like him. That's unbelievable.
He says, look, I never question, you know, what the organization says. You know, they do things their way. And, you know, I still have a lot of fond memories. Obviously, the greatest moment of my career was, you know,
36.
That kick in the snow and the 36 kick. And I hope to come back and, you know, visit the place and do things there. And, you know, he just wouldn't go there. And Felger and Maserati just kept hammering.
What did they want him to say?
They just
what have they ever won without me?
Yeah, it's just one of those that you kind of need to have heard it to know just how bad they were hammering.
Oh, they even made fun of themselves when they were done. You know,
he's going to be a Patriots Hall of Famer, right, Fred?
Oh God, yes.
Oh yeah, I would think so. Although I wouldn't vote for him, but no, he will be. If you're going to have a kicker, he's got to be the guy, right?
Yeah,
considering people say he could be a Pro Football Hall of Famer.
I don't really think it's even worth it.
Although
discussing.
There's only one other kicker in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So.
Yeah,
right. But so. I'm just saying, he's in the conversation for Pro Football Hall of Fame. He should be a lock for his team's Hall of Fame. Yeah,
but you never know.
I wanted to ask him that, though, because, you know, a guy leaves the team here, and
that's why you never know.
Changes. Right.
So would Brady, leave it in if the Brady hands leaves, is he going to get in?
It all depends on how
like
they
Fred.
Left. It all depends on how they
and
left.
And he didn't leave on good terms.
Who's that?
Adam.
The guy we've been talking about.
And he went to their arch rival.
Yeah, I don't worry.
I don't even think it's worth discussing.
I have more,
such a no-brain lock Hall of
Famer. I have more problem with Bill Polian in there than, you know, the Colts had just gone through the liquored-up kicker phase, and they really needed a kicker, and now all of a sudden their arch rival's kicker's available. Bang.
Adam wanted out.
Oh, he wanted out before then.
Right, because of the franchise situation.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He left on bad terms.
And the Patriots
just
said,
say
we're not going to pay $3-4 million for a kicker. I'm sorry. You know, I don't blame him for that.
But that's not the point. He left on bad terms. That is the point.
Well, he left on the same terms that any other player that wants more than the team is willing to pay them leaves.
He didn't want to come back here.
Right. You're going to compare it to Heath Evans?
If they offered him the $5 million that the Colts gave him, he wouldn't have taken it.
Baloney.
Yeah? You're wrong.
Baloney.
He wanted out.
Right.
Because they franchised him.
Right. But he would have taken the money if they offered it to him.
And now he's getting one for the thumb.
You know, and he'll be back here doing appearances.
Not so sure about that.
He'll be back here when they induct him into the Hall of Fame. He'll be welcome back with open arms.
I hope you're right, Fred. I hope that we are inviting him back for his induction into the Hall of Fame.
Of course we would.
I wish I had the faith that you did. I think that there's going to be guys like that that are so deserving that aren't going to end up in.
Water under the bridge.
He's an absolute lock of a Hall of Famer, and it would be a travesty if you weren't in.
Water under the bridge.
It's the cold medicine talking.
Yeah, what has he done with my friend?
I have no problem. I never had a problem
with
that.
I've taken a couple of shots at him today trying to
That was business as business
as done.
Trying
to throw grenades, and he's not taking it.
What's stuff behind you there?
Lawyer Malloy will never get in.
But he's not
a
lock.
What's all this junk over here?
But even, lawyer said things. Adam never said
it. It's not a fair comparison.
So why is that, what does that have to do with anything?
It has a lot to do.
What a guy says.
Words matter.
Words matter.
And this is my point.
Words hurt, too.
You know, this is my point.
When you
Fred,
the team,
they matter. To someone else, it might matter. It might. You might be right.
When you leave the team, they weren't a family. They don't blah, 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 blah. You know, up here is a family. And then, you know, a year later, he's cut.
But you've just proven my point.
But it's all
That's
talk.
What I'm concerned about is people that think like that. If you can think like that, you don't think there's a million other people in New England that could think like that?
But Adam didn't do that.
To you, he didn't. But maybe to someone else, they said, I can't believe he went to the Colts. Right. You know how many Red Sox fans despise Johnny right. Damon because he went to the Yankees?
Yeah, but, you know.
Yeah, but it's the Red Sox.
It's a matter of how you do it. If it's just business, it's just business. Adam did not make, you know, he might have said things privately to some people. But
do you remember the emails we got at that time, Andy? Remember how many emails just absolutely killed? How could he go to the Colts? How could he do this to us? How could he go to the Colts?
Adam never.
Direct flight out of
Boston. Adam never publicly said anything
taking
bad about the Patriots.
Not according to Fred. Can't get a direct flight.
Adam never said anything publicly bad about the Patriots.
But that doesn't matter.
Right. It does matter.
It matters to you.
He's a professional.
It matters to you. And
it
that's why
matter.
You'll still vote for him.
It does matter.
Someone else might say, I don't care what he said or didn't say. He went to the Colts. He's dead to us.
Well, Bledsoe went to the Bills. I mean, but he's going to get in.
He didn't go to the Bills on his own volition. He got traded.
Plus, comparing the Bills and the Colts is idiotic. One team you've beaten, what, 17 straight times? The other is whooping your ass lately and is your
rival.
I'll
tell you something. If Drew Bledsoe had his way, he would have overtaken Brady in 02 and been the quarterback. He didn't want to go anywhere. They traded him.
Yeah. Had his way, the ball would go where he wanted horrible. It to.
That's another good point.
Instead of to the other team.
If he had his way, he wouldn't have thrown all those picks.
You were horrible.
All right. Well, you know, the list of people that I'm really upset at is a short one. It's not very long.
Bill Polian.
But wow. I have good reason to be upset
God,
with all
don't
those
strike
people.
Him dead. I'm close. You might miss. The what? List of people that I have problems with is a short one.
It's a
oh,
short
my God.
It's a short one.
I called
one.
That guy.
You know?
That's what she said.
People. Now, if you want to talk
so
about entire fan base, I don't like the whole Jets or Raiders fan base.
And how did the Saints get back in your good graces? Because for a while there, you
that
hated
was,
them
that
for
was,
chanting.
No, that was just emotion after the game. I, you know,
so now you're okay with them? They can
I'm
win?
I'm fine with the Saints.
They can win.
I'm rooting like hell for the Saints.
Okay, I just want to make
I knew
sure.
That. I knew that.
How about
knew
the
that
fact that they're having a parade either way?
Who are you rooting for, Andy?
Actually, both cities have come out and said that schools will be open later no matter what happens.
No, but the Saints have said definitively we're having a parade.
You know what? I actually think that's pretty smart.
But you know what? It's New Orleans. They have an excuse. They built an excuse.
I think it's smart. You got to plan for it. You're happy you got there anyway. I think it's a smart move by New Orleans to say we're going
to
have a no matter what happens.
I think if Pittsburgh did it, you'd mock them.
And it's and you know what? It's so close to when Mardi Gras starts that it's kind of an excuse.
I really agree with you all around. I do think you'd I don't have a problem with
I don't either. But he would mock him if Pittsburgh came out and said, we're going to have a parade on Tuesday. You would mock him.
No,
but because
if,
it's New Orleans, the lovable losers.
If they came out before and said, win or lose, we're having a parade, I have no problem with
that. Come on. Now, the year that
Patriots won a Super Bowl based on, and then, all right, okay, it goes left onto Smith Street, and okay, the kids will be out of school
that
morning.
But that was only happening if they won.
You're just so
they didn't have that parade. They lost.
You're a fraud.
I'm not a Why am I?
I'm
fraud?
Saying I don't have a problem. Because
if
with
the Steelers
teams.
Did it, you'd hate it. But you hate the Steelers.
No,
the Saints. You hated them 2 months ago. You like them again. You like Lawrence Maroney. You're on
Raiders or one of the you, or the Colts or one it. Of the teams that you hate had a parade after they lost. You would make fun of them. Yes or no? Jets.
I would. I'd make fun of them.
Yes. Okay.
I'd make fun.
But
of
you're not
them.
Making fun of the Saints because you like them.
No, I think they announced it beforehand.
I don't
know?
Understand what the
it's
if,
the first
the intention
time.
Is.
It's the first time they've ever had anything like this. It's an area that needs a boost in morale wherever they can get it.
But if you hated them, you'd be mocking that.
I have
the losers
no
the first time they get there, they got to have a parade.
I have no problem.
Do you realize
it.
What a walking contradiction you are?
I have no
you,
problem.
You
with
absolutely
it.
Destroyed the entire no. population
See,
of New Orleans
I'm,
for being excited I'm, about a win
not,
in November.
Unlike,
and now you're saying they needed a morale boost.
Unlike you guys, everything's not just black and white.
No, you're flippity-floppity.
There are shades of gray in every situation.
Exactly.
You know?
In your words, right.
Right.
Right. We've reached that point.
Okay, I need to throw a quick topic out there that just came to mind. Danica Patrick, Fred. She will be – this is relevant because she'll be part of the Super Bowl.
She will not make it to the Patriots Hall of
no.
Fame.
she's going to be part of Super Bowl weekend because she's making her NASCAR debut on Saturday, and on Sunday she'll be in a some GoDaddy ad.
Right.
Hot or not, at the mall, would you notice her?
At the mall.
You mean the mall test. Walking by, if she walked by, would you notice her?
I'd give her a look.
Thank you.
But because you give everyone a look? Or
because I give
everyone a
look.
Or she caught your eye. Would she catch your eye?
She would catch your eye.
Depends on
not stunning, but she would catch your eye.
She's okay.
She's good looking.
But I think the fact that she is what she is makes her better looking.
You don't know who of us agree. This is the mall test we always try to throw at people.
Right.
If she was just in the mall.
Just a girl walking in the mall.
I think she's just a girl.
I agree with the premise that she's hot because she's a race car driver.
She knows her way around a stick.
And that makes her hot. It's unbelievable. But don't tell me that she's not attractive enough to stand out in a crowd of average-looking people in a mall. She's attractive enough that you would say, "Oh, wow, she's
cute." But you got to remember,
I'm not saying you would stop
an interview
every time you
loose
see
change.
Look, every time you see her in an interview, she's
nice
made
little
up
woman.
To the hilt.
That's disrespectful.
You know, she's looking her best.
Well, I don't have I've never seen her not looking her best.
She's not always looking her best.
When
I've seen her right after
helmet.
A race, sitting in her own piss for 3 hours in a race car.
I just said, if you'd listen.
They do that, don't they?
If you'd listen, I said, whenever you see her in an interview or on TV, you know, she's.
Can't drive for 3 hours.
She's made up.
Going
she's looking her best. I'm not talking about when she's racing and after a race.
But we see her post race, and she looks good. She's attractive. She's a. If you married her, you'd be happy for the next 40 years kind of woman.
No, I'm not saying if you walk down, you know.
Not hot.
Whatever, Rodeo Drive or something in Hollywood or whatever that she would stand out. She wouldn't. She'd be a dime a dozen.
I'm saying she
anybody.
Wouldn't stand out at Patriot Place.
But that's ridiculous.
You're
first
an
of
idiot
all,
now.
I couldn't even get that.
First
out
of all,
Fred would stand out at Patriot Place. Nah, never mind.
What are you saying, Paul?
He'd be one of the four people there.
Wow.
Everything but Patriot Place, Paul Perillo.
I know I don't back it up like that $20 fleece
and socks
and
$35 I spent that day on a fleece and socks. Best socks I've ever had.
And you
I
have to get extra
what?
Big fleece to get over your head. So that's
what did I spend?
Oh, no one was listening.
You're right. You dropped
$240 at GameStop the other day.
A couple C notes.
Because your wife made you.
No, sir. My son made me. My son called me up and left me the very sweet. By the way, it's my son's birthday today.
Happy
birthday,
birthday,
Will.
5 years old for Will.
Does he get a day off from whatever prison time he got for beating up a kid?
Well, he had no school today. He got in a little scrap at school.
Oh, really?
Wonder where he gets that from.
On Monday.
Was it a woman?
No, it was a boy. He actually fought another boy.
Oh, wow.
Paul only fights women.
He's not taking after
that would have been funnier if it was a girl, though.
All right, then.
Where'd you learn this type of behavior, Will?
I guess
my daddy.
He was. I guess they were fighting over a toy, him and another kid, and I guess the kid slapped him in the face.
Wow.
Oh.
So Will responded by punching him.
All right, Will.
Did he drop him?
To which I was saying to myself, I don't have a problem with that.
No.
The kid slapped him first, and he punched
him. He got hit first. No, I did say this to Beth. He got hit first, and he defended himself. Now,
nothing
you
wrong
can't
with that.
Hit people at school. So it was an issue the teacher talked to my wife and stuff.
Doing outside of school.
But
3 o'clock by the bleachers.
I sort of tried to tell him that if someone hits you or does something like that, you have to defend yourself.
I'll meet you behind the jungle gym.
You're dead after school.
Right.
Yeah.
You're dead after school. Have the same talk with the kid that slapped him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
I want to make sure the teacher
and
wasn't
his dad had an additional talk. Why are you slapping people? Use
well,
a fist.
You know what's funny? that was the other thing I was happy about.
Don't be such a little bitch.
The other thing I was happy about, Freddie, is that he got slapped. And responded with a punch. I like that.
It's well done.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
You know?
Can thank TJ for that, probably. Been practicing enough.
If they stab you, you shoot them.
Right.
Right.
They injure one of yours, you put one of them in the morgue.
Right. Right.
Parenting 101.
All right. Web well, radio
my,
with Patriots.
My wife actually talked to
parenting tips
a neutral party here, one of the other moms. And the father happened to be there because this was a sign-ups for kindergarten, so they were both there, and he comes over. He goes, what happened? And my wife tells him the whole story. And the kid, guy goes, well, what's the problem?
I agree.
What are you going to do? You can't have your kid be getting pushed around, especially at that age. Those are formative years, Freddie.
Right.
You got to stand up for yourself.
I won't name names, but Little League, this is a number of years ago. This one father who's a...
Wait a minute. You were in Little League a number of years ago?
This is what the kid
was. They didn't have Little League back then.
And one of the fathers who was the coach, he was a semi-pro hockey player. Kind of a... he's a great guy, you know, but he's like kind of hothead? Puffy. Not a hothead.
No?
Absolutely.
Street tough?
Yeah, yeah. You know, he doesn't put up with anything. So anyway, his kid is a little imp. And this other kid was throwing rocks at the coach's son and his friend, throwing rocks. So the coach's son goes up to the guy and says, "Dad, you know, so-and-so is throwing rocks at us." And the father's doing, he goes, "I don't want to hear it. Handle it." So he and his friend go and beat the crap out of the kid. Meanwhile, the mother's there. She drives up in the Cadillac, starts running out, this, you know, big round lady, and starts screaming
big
at
round
him.
Round lady.
I don't want to name names, but I will describe her and make fun of her.
She's an imp. The mother's a round lady.
She starts screaming at the coach's son, "What are you doing to my kid, blah, blah, blah." And, you know, "Well, my father told me to handle it." So, you know, he gets banned for the rest of the year.
That's classic.
Next time I tell you to handle it, don't tell people I told you to handle it.
Right.
Exactly.
That's the moral of that story.
And what happened to the little jerk that was throwing rocks?
Oh, this kid is a chronic. I mean, he's got problems. He's
in juvie.
I don't even want to say some of the things he does, but he gets his ass kicked every day, and he looks for it. He starts every one of them. He's one of those kids that just asks for a pounding and gets it every day. Now, this is years ago. I don't know about now. He's probably in jail now.
Right. So he's still getting, well, never mind.
Pounded every day?
Yeah, I didn't want to say it, but wow.
All right, webradio at patriots.com, 508-543-7482. Let's take a quick break. We got a lot of emails. We gotta get, and we got to make our pick.
Oh, so yeah, we got to hurry. We got to hurry.
So, Pat, what time does our flight get in?
It says here American Airlines flight 505 gets in at 7:05.
Perfect. Game starts at 7:30. I suppose you know our gate number, too?
Yep. Says so right here on my phone, Brian.
Yeah, you think you know everything because you have one of those smartphones.
What's wrong? You're jealous because I can check AA.com, get flight info, gates and times, pretty much anything flight related?
I like to keep it simple. You know, that's how I roll. I'm old school. So I travel with one of these.
Brian, that's a cordless phone.
Right. No cord.
From your home.
That's right.
How's that working out for you?
To be honest, the range is somewhat limited, but only when I travel. Find all the flight info you need for the big game or the big meeting at aa.com/mobile. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
Hey, don't go yet, sir.
But the light turned green.
Well, you don't go till I say so. You play by my rules. My rules. Ball start, loss of 5 yards, still first down.
What are you talking about?
Unsportsmanlike conduct, 10 yards.
Unsportsmanlike is 15 yards.
Move the chains!
You are a crossing guard.
Personal foul, 15 yards.
And stop blowing that whistle.
Think football? Bank football. Get Patriots banking only from Bank of America. Get the Patriots logo on your checks, debit card, and your Patriots Extra Points credit card. Use Extra Points rewards to get tickets or even stand on the sidelines during pregame warm-ups. Plus, you get a bonus match on your Keep the Change savings. To get Patriots banking, go to a banking center or bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Delay of game,
but,
5 yards,
but
first down.
But you're not...
Keep the Change patent pending. Credit card programs are issued and administered by FIA Card Services NA, Bank of America NA member FDIC, copyright 2009, Bank of America Corporation.
50 seasons of New England Patriots football, 3 Super Bowl championships, endless memories.
It's good! It's good!
Live them all at the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Celebrate the greatest players, moments, and teams in Patriots history with sights and sounds that put you right in the action. Step inside the huddle as Tom Brady calls the plays. Go under the hood and review controversial calls just like a replay official. Learn the playbook from head coach Bill Belichick. Take your best shot at a game-winning field goal in the snow and let the confetti rain down while you gaze at the Patriots' 3 Vince Lombardi trophies.
Back-to-back, 3 out of 4.
Yes, it's a dynasty. And don't miss the 30-foot-high displays honoring the team's greatest players or the signature film showing the history of football in New England. The Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, is located next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Mass. And is open 7 days a week. Call 508-698-4800 for more information or go online to thehallatpatriotplace.com. The Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. An unforgettable, exciting, interactive experience.
And now... great moments in Patriots playbook history.
Eric, you're outnumbered now.
There's another lady in the room.
I know.
Yes.
I absolutely love it.
What's going on?
This is great.
Has this ever happened before?
For me? Like more women than...
No. Sadly.
Oh, jeez.
That's another great moment inside the playbook.
All right, back here at PFW in Progress. 508-543-7482 is the phone number. Web radio at patriots.com is email address. Kevin from Reading is on the phone. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
What's up?
Hey, Kevin.
What's up, good, Kevin?
I ended my self-imposed ban because the last time I was on the air, I thought the Pats were going to beat Baltimore by 10 points. I wasn't worried about them, and that I was really afraid about San Diego. So... I kind of missed on that one. That's why I don't gamble anymore.
Jeez, if we put Fred under those kind of restrictions, we'd never see Fred.
I know.
The thing about the Cowboys website, I think you hit on it, the cheerleaders. Because I know I usually visit a couple of times a year, and I'm not
You got a box of tissues?
I'm not really interested in the Cowboys. So, the other thing is Tom Brady. Now, if Brady leaves... count me as one of the bitter, but I'll be mad at everybody. I'll be mad at Brady. I'll be mad at Belichick. I'll be mad at Bob Kraft. I'll be mad at Fred. Just everybody.
Fred.
I'll be lashing out at everybody.
Well, as you should. Even Fred?
Everybody.
You
Paul,
can't be
you're
mad.
On the list, too.
Well, Paul, you didn't know that I'm the one that makes these decisions?
But that's understandable. No,
yeah,
one,
you're
no
trying
one's
to run
mad
him out
at Fred.
But you can't, you know, that has to get done. You can't. It's like the Celtics not signing Larry Bird.
Well, Kevin, let me throw this out. We were just during the break. I just threw this out there for the guys. What if, since both Brady and Manning have their contracts coming to an end at the end of this coming season, they both hit the free agent market, they don't sign extensions, and they decide to sign with each other's other team. So we get Manning over here, and Brady goes to Indianapolis. Would you be happy with that?
I want Brady.
Really?
Yeah. He's my guy.
But if you lost Brady, you wouldn't feel good that you'd be making it up with Peyton Manning? Perhaps?
No.
Really?
No, I want Brady.
All right.
Bottom line.
All right, that's fine.
I respect that. It's like Jim Calhoun used to say that about Reggie Lewis. Everybody talks about Reggie Williams at Georgetown and Reggie Miller out at UCLA. I'll take my Reggie. And 5 years from now, so will everybody else.
Then I'll the coroner.
Unfortunately, about 8 years later, he was dead.
Plus the fact... what you're proposing will never happen.
No, it was just a funny. Of course it's not going to happen. I'm just throwing that out there as a funny.
Everybody talks about, you know, Bobby Orr not signing with the Bruins, and they, you know, Alan Eagleton was, you know, he was a scumbag and he did his underhanded deals. But, you know, you've got to sign this guy. You know, I don't care. I don't care about cost uncertainties. And I'm as big a homer as they come. And if they don't sign him, you know, if they can lose me, they can lose anybody.
Well,
that way.
Yeah, if they don't sign him, season ticket sales will plummet immediately.
So, Kevin, you're obviously not one of these people that I've been hearing on the radio that, oh, Brady's lost it.
They're idiots. This is my favorite call ever.
Kevin. Good, good.
So, you know, and it was actually, they had, I was watching Sports Sunday on Comcast, and they had Cafado on there, and I don't want to, you know, hey, I called a while ago bashing Peyton Manning, and, you know, Peyton Manning's a great quarterback. He's probably top four with Brady, Montana, and I would say throw in maybe Unitas or Elway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never saw Unitas, so I can't really, you know, can't really talk for that. But, you know, do you guys think this kind of, the last thing you see is the greatest thing? Because the way I hear them talking about Manning now, they kind of forget that the Colts the last 2 years were one and done in the playoffs. And now, granted, one of those games, you certainly couldn't pin it on Manning because he had a very good game. But there was another game where he didn't have such a great game. And when you look at his overall playoff track record, you know, I just like... I heard some guys talking about, and they were listing, like, the best quarterbacks ever. Now, 2007, Brady, they were listing Brady in there, but these guys didn't even list Brady. They were listing Montana, Elway, Manning, Unitas, and I was actually kind of surprised by that.
Well, I think part of it is what you just said, the most recent.
the playoff success, Manning's is going in one direction, and Brady's, according to Paul Perillo, is going in the other direction.
The last nine games
in the postseason?
He's been very average his last nine postseason.
And I do think that plays into it. It's what have you? It's kind of like the Patriots in general. What have you done for me lately? They're not the team of the decade. Well, they have more Super Bowls. They just happen to win them in a chunk early in the decade. They've been to others, but because most recent is a wild card loss, maybe they're out, whatever.
People have short memories.
Yeah, they do.
People
it's always the most recent.
One other thing. You guys threw a lot of things while I was on the phone, I think, 3 hours.
That's Fred's fault.
But you mentioned about Brandon Tate, and, you know, even if he can come and contribute as a kickoff punt guy, that would help.
Their
kickoff was awful this year.
Yep, the kickoff return game was really, really bad.
And the punt game is... went under the knife on Tuesday.
Right. The punt return game is in trouble because you lost Wes.
So yeah. I agree. I think he could contribute in that area and be a nice surprise.
You might never see him return a punt again.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
And one other thing. You guys played a little game last week, Tuesday, talking about, I think, you know, if you had a cornerback and you had a wide receiver, and then I think you list one other position, maybe it was linebacker, which of those would you pick? Mm-hmm. How about this? If you had the option of picking Dez Bryant out of Oklahoma State, who I think is the most explosive receiver in the draft this year, and the top cornerback, whoever that is, I'm not sure who that guy is, who would you pick?
Now is this using Fred's all things being equal? Both guys are going to be the same. They're both going to be great or whatever as pros?
No. You don't know. You don't know how they are. Just, you know, what... You know, you're projecting.
I would take the wide receiver, Dez Bryant.
What I think is a very good cornerback and what I think is a very good wide receiver, what would I take?
I would take the corner.
Corner. I'm with Eric.
I would take the wide receiver because I think they're better suited at corner.
The defense is badly, is much, much, much worse.
But who's the corner? That's why I asked the question.
I'm assuming I've identified a guy that I want.
Right. Yeah.
No, but now if it's Dez Bryant as opposed to
my point
Terrence
is Dez
Wheatley,
Bryant
I'm taking
is considered
Dez Bryant.
A top 10 pick and has been compared to Randy Moss.
I like Dez Bryant.
Is there a corner that's compared to Darrell Revis or Asante? Is there a great corner? That's why I asked. Because I don't think there is. That's why I was asking.
Well, you know how like those scouting services give them a number rating?
Right.
You know, if the number rating is the same.
Well, that's why I asked if all things are equal.
Yeah. And that's how I'm judging.
I think a corner is harder to get than a receiver, but I think in this case, the receiver, Dez Bryant, is better than the corner.
I think they need help with that position.
What about this? If you signed Lee Bowden.
Bobby Bowden?
There's no W.
Yeah, but if you signed him and brought him back,
I'd still take the corner.
Yeah. I'd go with the wide receiver.
He's an okay corner. He's not a shutdown guy.
Right. Let me tell you, I'd go with the wide receiver.
Me too.
Only because I'm worried that, one, Moss has hit the wall.
Well, I'm with you on that.
He's not explosive. Two, you've already got a weak receiving core. I think if you could kind of. What we saw, the young cornerbacks, I think he can get somebody to step up. Bringing back the veteran, you know, I think he can fill that gap. And then you can always, there's nothing to say you can't pick a guy, another young corner in the second round.
Right.
I think the long term, you know, when I say long term, you know, you're talking 4 or 5 years that you still think Brady has left. Long term, I think you're going to need the kind of that wide receiver. And I think Dez Bryant has a chance to be special.
I agree. I think you need an elite guy at both positions.
I think I would change my decision based on this argument. We're talking about we think Dez Bryant is going to be a special player.
Potentially,
and if that's the case, I want the better player.
Right, that's my
point. If I think Dez Bryant is better than the cornerback I'm going to get, I want Dez Bryant.
But I would argue
But
the
I'm
same
talking
thing
about at... wide receiver as opposed to cornerback.
More I would argue the same active. Thing at running back, pass rusher.
Right.
If I have an
I
elite
the
talent,
player.
I'll take an elite talent.
Right, and I would agree with Andy.
And I
on
think
that.
Dez Bryant in this scenario is the elite, like, what's his name, Hayden, kid out of Florida, a lot of people believe is the top corner. I don't think he's elite.
Yeah, see, now that's to me, that's a different argument.
Well, that's why I asked what we were considering.
And
we're
I would
consider
the
real world
my pick.
Or Fred's little thing where all three are going to be the same caliber.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and they're all going to be the same. I'll take the corner.
If we're going by talent evaluation, and I've determined that the wide receiver is a better player, then I want the wide receiver.
All right, Kevin. Thanks for the call.
I got to get back to work.
Okay.
All
thanks,
right.
Kevin.
Fred's a true professional. He remembered we had cookies stashed in the fridge.
That's right.
That's well
and
done,
brownies.
Fred.
There's brownies in there, too, if you guys want them.
Nice and cold, too.
Speaking of Super Bowl parties, Fred.
Yeah.
I'm Andy Hart for VIPStrippers.com. If you're having a Super Bowl party and need to spice it up a bit, check out.
What are you doing?
Wow.
I'm not making any money on the plug.
Well, actually, you are.
That we're going to pay for Tuesday's
lunch.
It's
going to be Tuesday's lunch.
Oh, plug away.
I'd like to plug you with something. That's VIPStrippers.com for all your entertainment needs. And I'm not just a paid spokesman.
You're also a
client. I'm also a client.
Wow. Okay.
Ask for Candy. She gets it done. Good personality, great set of tatas.
She's sweet.
Interactive.
Move. Andy's Candy.
Make it move.
Zach from Marlboro says, wanted to get your input on the idea
of... She actually
of...
physically moved it?
Oh, hey, oh,
sort of.
Oh, wait, what?
She's hands-on. I was like, what? I didn't tell you what her hands were on, but she's hands-on.
Wanted to get your input on the idea of Pat signing LT if he's a free agent. Obviously, he's been off the past 2 years, but if you could get him for a reasonable amount, do you think there is something there?
I'm tired of the committee approach. I want the number one go-to running back. LT would be a committee guy if he came here.
Yes.
I'm not tired of the committee approach. I just don't want any part of LT. I think he's done. I don't think he's been off for 2 years. I think he's done.
He still gets in the end zone.
Yeah. Listen, he's a great player.
I'd take him at the back end of a rotation. But I'm with Eric. I want CJ Spiller. I want a front end of the rotation.
I have no problem with the committee kind of approach. Now, maybe you don't need four or five guys the way they've had. You could probably get by with Kevin Falk and two other guys. But LT, just to me, is not going to add anything to your committee.
Age to your backfield.
Right. And that's already
Who thought it could get older?
Yeah, right.
John writes in, I know he can't come back until the 2011 season, with his prison sentence.
Yes.
But do you think Burris is a good wide receiver for the Patriots? Or is that completely out of the question?
I was thinking of another convict receiver.
Who are you thinking of?
Dante Stallworth.
Oh.
But, we get a lot of emails about these guys. Do we really want – is that something that Patriots fans really down deep, that's who you want? You want Plaxico Burress?
I think Burress and Stallworth are different. I think I don't have a problem with Stallworth. I have no interest in Burress. I think Stallworth made a terrible mistake.
Yes.
And I think he's paid for it. I think he's tried to do the right thing every step of the way.
From the get-go.
And a couple weeks ago when Wes Welker jumped on board with him with that Haitian charity thing,
yep.
That gave me the impression his teammates feel the same thing. He's not toxic. They still are okay being attached to him.
I agree with that. But I'm just talking in general terms. Like, what if we don't win the Super Bowl for a year or two, like, that's really where we turn is let's see if we can get the best prison lineup that we can come up with. Whatever happened to the Patriots' character?
Yeah.
Like, didn't we pride ourselves on that? Wow.
That went out the window when they started losing Super Bowls.
And I agree. There's a difference between Dante Stallworth. And you know how much I like Stallworth, too. So,
He effed up.
Plax.
A douchebag.
On the field, the guy's toxic. Forget about what he did off the field.
Right.
On the field, he's a problem.
The best thing that ever happened to Eli Manning was getting rid of him in Shockey.
Well, I think you could argue about getting rid of Plax.
He had him. They won a Super Bowl.
They haven't really been the same since he left.
Although they did have a good year with the receivers this year. Wasn't really the issue.
Surprisingly.
They couldn't stop anybody, though.
Right.
Let's see. Brian from Seattle writes in, Mike Martz never uses a tight end in his system. Since he's headed to Chicago to be the OC, I would imagine Greg Olsen could be available. This guy is good as a pass-catching tight end. Could be a great third option, and I'm sure the Bears would be listening if we dangled one of the second-rounders. He's never been known as much of a blocker. Do you think that would prevent the Pats from taking a look at him? What do you guys think? Are you interested? I kept it short this time, Fred. No big words to trip you up and get Eric all hot and bothered. And say exacerbate in your throaty Eric voice. You have a throaty voice?
I think he's telling you
to
do
it. You.
No, I know, but do you have a throaty voice?
No.
Exacerbate.
No, when you... I think
Is that what a throaty voice is?
I think he's
saying over here. I'm the coon.
I think he's talking about when you say
that's Eric Cartman. That wasn't me. That was a character on South Park.
That's right. That's a South Park skit.
It's the headline of the show.
Okay.
Very funny, you guys.
Play the other one, Doc.
Let it roll. That is classic. That's an interesting topic that everyone has brought up, that he would be available. I've never liked him because I don't like his look, but
Kind of has that surfer look to me that I just have never cared for. But he's a pretty athletic.
But he's not a quarterback. He's a tight end.
Tight end. They don't have. They're going to lose.
Jeremy Shockey has that surfer look too.
Yeah, I don't like him either.
What's
they're
going to
lose. What do you mean?
Hang on.
No, it would be a trade.
Okay.
But people are speculating
he's pretty young, isn't he?
Mike Martz has no interest in him.
Yeah, no interest.
Why?
I don't want to give up anything for him. I don't think he's good enough to give up anything for him.
Nothing at all.
Now, the other thing
about
that is...
Last year, we were trading fifth-round picks for guys that we then just cut.
What is he, only like third year?
This year, I'd trade a third for a guy that would make the team.
Well, he might have signed a five-year deal as a rookie.
What?
He's not on the FA list.
Right.
No, he's not. He's under
contract.
He just
said you have to trade for him.
Yeah,
we know they can trade with the Bears.
I didn't know if he was an RFA 3.
That's true.
Jerry's always open.
That's a good point, because you could probably might be able to get him for nothing. They might be able to trade, you know, Kyle Arrington and get him straight up. Because that's
really going to trade Kyle Arrington.
Jerry Angelo tends to do that to the Patriots.
He does average 2.7 or something special teams tackles per game.
I've read a lot about that Mike Martz situation, and I've heard that comment before. But are there examples, and I don't know the answer to this, are there examples where he's had quality tight ends and hasn't used them?
Vernon Davis. I don't know. He blew up this year without Mike Martz.
I would say that there, you know.
I'm just saying, you asked for a quick one. I gave you a quick one.
From afar.
Easy now.
I would say that there was more to that than,
oh sure,
you know, than just Mike Martz. But you know, like, I don't even remember who the tight ends were for the Rams back in those days.
Brandon Manamaleuna.
Why would you throw to those guys instead of Isaac?
Torrey Holt.
Yeah, I think he was the tight end.
You had Falk and two Hall of Fame receivers potentially.
Right. So why
three
you
Hall of Famers,
why would you throw it to a tight end?
I agree.
So, and again, I don't know the answer. Maybe there's plenty of examples that he's had good tight ends and he's run them out of town.
And it wouldn't surprise me if he's the type of guy that says, I don't use the tight end, and just doesn't use the tight end.
Right.
I mean, that's kind of how his ego is described league-wide.
I just don't think Greg Olsen's all that good.
I don't either.
I think he's okay.
I think he's better than what they got.
I think they wanted him to be the next Shockey.
Because they got nothing.
Coming out of Miami, but I don't think he ever got to that level.
Well, you also don't know what the situation is.
I think they like guys. By the way,
a lot of weapons around him. They don't have a great quarterback.
I'm not sure he's their style either. I think they like guys who can block, and I'm not sure Greg Olsen's that kind of a tight end. By they, I mean Bill.
Now I know where Eric.
He's a he, not a they.
I know. After reading this email from Sawyer from Waterloo, where Eric got his Brady Manning switch teams things. He got it from this email. But anyway. He said, sorry.
Did not.
And it's better as a trade, by the way. Do the trade now. Kind of that whole Williams DiMaggio trade. If Mr. Kraft and Robert Irsay went somewhere, got drunk, and just decided to put a trade together.
He says.
One of them's yelling science.
Because there's virtually no chance in free agency they would just be able to swap.
That would be funny.
I guess Sawyer.
Collusion would be involved.
We didn't like Sawyer's question about Spygate last Tuesday. So he said, sorry if I offended you with the Spygate question. I guess I should have asked a pertinent question, like, why does my pee smell funny after eating asparagus, or why does my dog eat his own poop, or why do I look better in my own mirror? I will stick to Brady versus Manning. A guy on national radio actually said Manning is better because Brady's numbers have been down the last couple years. Hey, Kuki thought both their contracts run out at the same time. What if the two of them sign with opposite teams? So that's Eric got that from.
That's clearly where Eric got it from.
Not where I got it from.
When did that email come in, Fred?
Yesterday.
Oh, definitely where Eric got it from. Then he gets the emails.
Good job, Eric.
I knew he'd never had a good thought in his life.
Plagiarism.
I don't read Sawyer from Waterloo's emails.
Plagiarism.
They're not
that
worthy.
Wow.
That's the essence.
They're good
of
enough for you to steal their ideas.
When you steal an idea or a thought.
Yeah.
That's just sad that you would try
Sawyer's
to pass
never provided
that
anything
own
to this show.
Ooh. Wow.
Except lunch, maybe.
So you are Sawyer?
Lunch? Yeah. Okay. That's all he's contributed.
Nice. More than you've ever contributed. You buying lunch next Thursday?
Hells no.
Our next emailer is named Guy, I think.
Hey,
he
guy.
Says he's
Sup
from
guy.
The UK. So
guy
from the UK.
Sup, guy.
It could be
Guy Ritchie.
Guy.
In France, they call it Guy.
You said UK?
UK.
Madonna's ex.
No, I said UK.
Guy Ritchie.
Guy Ritchie?
Right?
I guess. If you were the
idiot.
I said UK.
Yeah, we know what
Why?
You said.
Jelly user.
Oh, my God.
God.
What? Wait a minute. There is nothing homosexual about that.
Just
you
shut
can
up.
Use that with women.
Please just shut up. Go ahead.
Isn't there a his and hers that they advertise?
Sure there is.
Thank you. No, for strippers, you know all about that. VIPstrippers.com.
He's buying lunch already.
Did I get it in
you
there?
You got
enough?
It in there.
That's what he said.
Guy writes in. He says, if you were the Raiders, would you give this year's first rounder for Will Fork if the Pats franchise him?
If I were the Raiders,
Would you give a first?
What do they have? I have no idea what they have on the defensive line.
So they'd be giving us
the next two first.
Their
round
next
picks?
Two first round picks for two of our defensive linemen.
Well, to be fair, as much as we like to mock the Raiders, they're two all Pro Bowl. I mean, they're legit players.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that's
you might lose Seymour
2 years in a row. The same team giving up your first round picks.
Fred believes you need to build in the lines. They're building in the lines.
I do.
He and Al Davis think a lot alike.
I think they're stupid enough to make that move.
I don't think it's out of hands, but I wouldn't.
I wouldn't do it either.
You wouldn't
Sorry,
do it, Patriots or Raiders?
Raiders.
Raiders.
Well, I would take a first-round pick.
You would?
Oh, sure. Of course.
That would be quite a draft.
Sure. A guy going into a seventh
Two
year,
in the
much,
first,
just like
three
I would think
second.
About, just like I thought about Seymour.
As provided they use them, Fred.
Right.
Provided
right.
they don't
that's,
trade out of them.
That's a good point. Provided that they actually use them.
Let's see. Rich is in Vancouver. He says, it was sad to hear of losing Akram. While traveling and living in Asia for 2 years, the only update I had was from the website. I was unable to watch a single game of the undefeated season and had to read the play-by-play from NFL.com. Anyway, it was really important, and I felt like I was really well-informed through watching Accra and reading the Blitz and everything else. I have personally graduated from watching Patriots Today video only to a full-time PFW web radio listener. I understand that the renewal of the services of these individuals is subject to some discretion on your part, and I would plead with you to consider doing whatever it takes to keep that unit together. Even if we disagree with them, they're very informative and funny. They're really great together. Who's
Is this to management?
It says, Dear Producers.
Oh.
But it came here.
He has no say as a producer. This should be sent to Mr. Kraft or somebody that needs to know that we're great.
Yeah, so we'll have to...
I'll forward it right to him now for you.
Did you see the thing out of Vancouver, though, that they don't have enough snow and they're shipping it down from the mountains?
Get out.
For the Olympics?
When's opening ceremonies?
Soon.
This weekend or next?
I don't know, but...
Oh, it can't be this weekend. It's going to interfere with
you
the
gonna
Super Bowl.
You going to watch the Olympics, Eric?
Got to tell you.
Yeah, I got to tell you.
Been hooked?
Come on, Doc.
On?
You're
come
on.
Been
hooked on the Olympics.
I'm going to watch the Olympics. I like the Olympics.
Well, I'll watch the Olympics. Sure.
I did see the...
Oh, I like the summer better than the
I want to watch the Olympics for one reason only. Tanith Belbin.
Yeah. I don't...
Who she is?
Very no, I don't like... I don't like sports that are judged.
Who
and there's
she?
Too many of those in the winter.
I wholeheartedly agree with you.
Yeah.
I don't mind the Winter Olympics, but that is my problem with them. There's too many subjective sports.
Right.
Absolutely. It's always been my problem with boxing.
What are they? Just all the ice skating,
all
right?
All the skating.
But at least in boxing, you can touch the opponent and hit him and have an effect. In like figure skating.
Easy, Eric. Now we know why you wrestled at Emerson.
No, but in like figure skating and skiing.
In his
you know,
onesie?
The
that
long,
racist school you went to.
You know, the long jump skiing and all that. You can't affect another guy. You can't like push him or.
By touching him.
Or knock him over, you know.
Full contact ski jumping.
It's completely between you and the judges. At least in boxing, you can knock the guy out. You know,
but that's just skating, right? I mean,
no, the skating. There's the giant slot. The skiing where you jump. All the snowboarding is judged.
I thought the skiing where you jump was you jumping, and it was distance.
Yeah, it's no, but they.
I don't look at that.
No, there's the freestyle when you go over and you do all the
that's
flips.
In the Olympics.
Yeah,
I thought that was the X Games.
Yeah, I don't even count
slalom
those as sports.
You're talking about the slalom?
No, that's a race.
Those are all time.
That's time.
You're talking about the moguls?
Yeah, when you go.
Isn't that all time?
They do flips
too?
And they judge them.
Moguls is what I was thinking. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't see. I don't consider that.
And then
stuff
the snowboarding,
sports.
They go in and they judge the snowboarders.
Yeah, I mean, no, they have those in the Olympics now, but I don't really care about them.
They do the half pipe in the Olympics now?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah, I think that. What's
X
the
Games really been devalued?
The girl that
then.
Did all the commercials the last time, and she was way Lindsay out.
Lindsay Jacob Ellis.
Yeah, and she was way out in front. Remember when she tried to do that little jump?
The tip of
the guy
of his
knows
tongue.
Nothing,
but
about
for some
anything.
Reason, on the tip of his tongue is Lindsay
you
know, Jacob Ellis.
She's the one.
I'm really
right?
hooked on the winter.
You know Tanith Belbin?
No.
Google.
Can I get a picture of Tanith? Who?
Belbin.
Belbin?
Yeah.
T-A-N-I-T-H.
Tanith. That's all you'll probably need. It'll
come up. So you like the women Olympians?
You'll like her, Fred.
So
trust me.
Do you sit there in front of the TV with just a sweater on watching these games?
With a turtleneck underneath.
Right.
Sipping hot cocoa.
It's more of a tea bag.
Oh.
No,
always,
don't you like tea?
You always have to take
wow.
it to a
you
place
really
that it doesn't
you
need
do.
To go.
You
I did say
what's
that,
your favorite kind
the recovery is the best part, though.
What?
When you try to recover from
to recover.
Taking it too far.
No, but
really
you like
trying
tea,
to recover.
See, I'm
right?
with you, Freddie, on the figure. Because the figure skating is such
tea.
A huge part of the Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
That might be the only sport that we're talking about in terms of being judged like that. But that's my problem with that. And then gymnastics with the Summer Olympics.
Right.
Same thing. I don't like the sports that I can't just look and say, there's the winner.
Right.
Had more points. I have to have someone else tell
I
me
like
who the winner
skiing.
Is.
ring the bell and
hockey.
Whatever. It's too much of an investment.
Hockey,
skiing, you chime in, you know who's leading, you watch
one. Even though the level of play now is so much better, it has, I would have
Alberto
to be in the
Tomba.
The people that kind of, it got spoiled for me with the pros.
Let's
figure
see.
Skating, though. No use for the figure
skating. They're passing around figure
cute.
Skating photos now. Of,
still a figure skater.
What is she, 14?
No, Fred. Come on.
No. Listen. 18.
Any girl he looks at, that's,
you know.
Wow, Andy just was speechless for a second.
She is pretty hot.
Something moved. Let me see.
It didn't move, but she's
a
pretty
mic?
Hot.
Is that what he calls it these days?
No, she's
on
American.
Mic stand.
Yeah. And she does what?
She's no Katarina.
Figure skating or ice dancing or, oh, Fred, come on.
VIPstrippers.com. That's anything you want. Tell them Andy Hart and PFW sent you, and they'll take your order.
And I see Washington, D.C. had more snow in the month of January than we have.
Yes.
Yeah, they got bombarded.
It's unbelievable.
And they're going to get another big one this weekend.
Yeah.
When we're
26.
Not.
26.
Oh, she's not. Still too
in the wheelhouse.
Still too in the wheelhouse.
You don't have a chance to win.
Please.
Wait,
she doesn't
big
have a
supporter.
Chance to win.
Eric, you got a crush on her.
You saw it. You saw the photos.
I see stalking in your future here.
And your past.
Let's see. Cormac in Ireland says, so I thought it was time for some fun. Here's an over-under game for Sunday's game. Here we go. Number of times the commentators refer to the Colts' undersized quick defense, 6.5.
Over.
Under.
Number of turnovers, I guess, is by both teams.
Because it's going to be 55-50.
3.5.
So much. Say it again.
Turnovers, 3.5.
Over.
Under.
Number of times we see a cutaway of Archie Manning's face, 12.5.
Over.
Under. Way over.
I'll go under that.
Amount of time.
12.5.
That'll be just in the pregame.
I'm talking about during the game.
Amount of time Peyton spends sitting on the bench looking pissed with his penis face on, 20 minutes.
Under.
Yeah, under.
Number
under.
Of times Andy makes dirty jokes about Peyton's penis head wanting Reggie's bush, 4.5.
I'll say under. That's Fred's joke.
Yeah, under.
Number of references to Katrina, 8.5.
Over.
Oh, over.
Number of commercials with an Eli family member during the Super Bowl, 2.5. I think he means a Manning.
I don't know the answer.
I don't know, but I'll go under.
I'll go
under.
Over.
I'll go under.
Oreos, MasterCard, something else.
And number
Cup
of
citizen.
Number of belches Fred will produce while eating fried dough during
over.
The Who show at
over.
Halftime, 9.5.
Just over. Go with the over.
I haven't had fried dough in a long time.
Cut ever since
meat.
We stopped getting it.
Right. I put an end to that.
You did?
Yeah.
I'll show them.
I put a stop to it.
You like the Who?
I do.
I don't.
I think they need to rethink their halftime with the old washed-up classic rock thing.
It was better when they showed nips. I mean, seriously, you had one mistake. Go back to Young.
Well,
seriously.
Plus, why can't you get...
You didn't have any nips before that?
Why can't you get young acts that
are good and are relevant?
And they're going to be around. It's not like you have some flash in the pan who happens to be hot at that. Like Taylor Swift.
Right.
Are you not reasonably sure that she's still going to be relevant 5 years from now? Probably, right?
I don't know. Yeah. Did you see her performance at the Grammys?
Yeah, I know. But that thing we saw that Pink did at the Grammys,
unbelievable.
That'd be a great halftime show. Yeah. Lady Gaga
kinda
would be a great halftime.
Kind of hard to do that.
Lady
outside.
Gaga, I'd be a little scared of what she could do.
That's I think it would be a great halftime.
The bigger issue
show.
I have is, my guess is they practiced that routine, and it was coinciding with the song and pulled it off. It just happened to show more than they expected, right?
Yeah. No, you're talking about the Timberlake.
No,
yeah.
I think it went exactly what they expected.
I don't think they expected the reaction. I don't think
I'm with Fred. That's right.
Who was running this show? Andy Hart? We're going to show a nipple and no one will get mad?
They didn't show it. It had a star on it.
I could see the nipple. The star covered the areola.
It had a star over the whole thing.
But the nipple went through the star. So the nipple was showing.
If
you needed milk, you could have got it.
I had a picture. I had a picture of it. It didn't show.
The nipple went through the star.
I don't think so.
The star was around the nipple.
I can show you the picture.
Show me
the picture.
Because the nipple went through the star. The star was on the nipple, clamped around or however on the
nipple. Andy's right.
The nipple came through the star.
I think that might be your imagination.
No, I saw the nipple. Section 777.
Wanting it to be there.
That's where I was.
From that far away?
Anyway.
Glass.
No, but I think that they planned that.
I don't think so. I think they did, too.
See, I think
they planned it, but they definitely showed it.
I don't think they planned it to go that far.
That's my point. Don't plan things that are
How do you not plan it? If there's a hole in there that exposes it, how do you not plan that?
But when you say they planned it, who are you saying is they?
CBS? No, not CBS.
I thought they was Bill Belichick.
Whoever the choreographer.
Now you're confusing me.
Costume person. I mean, that was.
I think the people that were involved with that show knew that was going
to
happen.
To me, there was no.
I think CBS knew it was going to happen.
There was no costume malfunction.
I don't think it was a malfunction.
I don't think so.
See, I do. I thought there were multiple layers and they all came off. They meant for one of the two, not two of the two.
Justin got a little frisky.
But why?
Why would that? Why would you have something on that piece could come off like that if you weren't intending for it to come off?
Why would you plan to show a nipple and not think people are going to get mad?
I don't think that. They did, but anyway. Well, I'll show you the picture, and we'll see. Alex from Georgia.
When he gets you that list.
Yeah.
Alex from Georgia writes in, I read on Ask PFW, and you also read it on Air Tuesday, that people asked if the Patriots would be interested in Joey Porter. Really? It's come down to that? So let's do that, and we can trade Brady and the Raiders for Jamarcus Russell, and he can be our QB, and he can plug in as defensive tackle when the defense is on the field. Heck, why not even let Gostkowski walk and have that Eric be the kicker?
When did that become that Eric?
That being, if he isn't going to be doing the B-Lo job, sorry, that was awesome, and it needs to stick around.
That was awesome.
Because I think Eric would love doing the B-Lo job. So
it's not the B-Lo job they're trying to fill, it's the... Acra job.
I'd love Tanith Belbin to do the B-Lo job.
Oh.
Who's that? Oh, the
that's,
skater?
You know, you don't usually say anything that's controversial, but when you do...
He goes
I'm
too
talking
far.
About her replacing Christina Acra.
You
that's
take
what,
it too
what
far.
What are you talking about,
you
Grandpa?
You take it too far.
Alex,
this is the guy who's like 4 years younger than me. Call me Grandpa.
Alex writes in, sad to see the only glimpse of beauty leave the Patriots webpage. Fred, it's time to promote some buxom cheerleader into Christina's role. Andy could do the scouting. Hell, he could even do the show with her. Instead of Patriots Today, the show would be called The Young Tart and the Old Fart. okay. You had a good debate about when our games won on a critical play or on the final play. I asked the following. When was Super Bowl 36 won? On Ty Law's interception or on Vinatieri's field goal?
Vinatieri's
field goal.
Keep it up, fellas. And is it a Saints victory in a blowout fashion with a five-interception game from Manning that sparks a heart attack from Bill Polian? is too much to ask.
Yes.
I think Saints win, though, not in a blowout.
Although, you know what? If Manning threw five picks, Polian would be in line for a heart attack.
Do you think?
I think that's actually a legitimate possibility.
Do you think he'd be banging on the table saying, Manning?
And then he'd be banging on his chest trying
Santee!
To get to start again.
That's the backup tight end to get it.
Yeah.
Instead of UTEC, it's Santee.
Another person upset that Christina is gone.
Of course there should be.
TG and NJ
said... Where were you when the 68,000 were booing her? I mean, this is how it always is. Once they're gone.
Out
what?
Why they boo
when
her?
When she would read the announcements,
I
why they
think
would boo
her? The last thing they wanted to hear was some type of promotional announcement at that time in the game. I think it was a tense moment, remember? Wasn't it?
Tense moment. It's pregame.
It happened almost in the fourth quarter multiple times. No, in the fourth quarter.
And
is
I
want to
say it was not the fourth.
It
quarter.
It was only in the home opener, and it was in the third quarter.
Well, the third quarter.
It wasn't a one-time thing.
Things weren't going well.
I'm not
going
to argue with anybody.
Yeah, things weren't going well, and I remember it distinctly that, this is not what people want to be hearing right now.
Okay. Whatever.
I don't think it had anything to do with her.
What is that?
So. All right. They're showing buxom women on TV right now.
Well, you're the one who was in the middle of reading an email and you decided to eat a cookie.
So
I don't know why you're blaming us for watching TV.
Let's see. TG says, what the hell is going on up there?
Who now?
Yeah. All the playmakers are gone. There are no leaders in the locker room. There is no true OC and DC to speak of. Belichick has lost his ability to pick football talent. Front office personnel have left or are trying to leave. Paulie wants to trade Brady. Fred has officially lost it. Now he won't even read the lot of emails. And now we lose Christina Acra. Just awful, terrible. The only reason I watched those Patriots updates was to see that gorgeous eye candy. I would eat that girl for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Whoa!
Eye candy. Way to go, Fred. You probably scared her away. And B-Lo ain't going to cut it. You can at least bring back Andy's girl.
Can we keep my breasts out of it?
Right now, the only thing you can count on in the whole organization is that Andy isn't going anywhere because of his juvenile sense of humor. From top to bottom, I'm concerned the whole franchise seems to be in turmoil. Even Fred's homerism isn't comforting. What can we expect? Wow.
Well, I think Fred's lost a little bit of his homerism, too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No.
I think it's the cold medicine talking.
The only time he ever loses it is the late Sunday slash early Monday after a loss. Well, by Tuesday,
we're just going to play like a-holes now?
After the AFC title game, he said, Peyton Manning's the only quarterback that could have done that.
So are we at the point that we could evaluate the strength of the schedule from last year?
Good, Doctor.
Fred didn't find it amusing.
Yemi from Texas. Can we really sign big money free agents without disrupting the locker room? Wilford, Brady, and Mankins will have a problem with the Patriots giving at least $50 million to Julius Peppers. I think the Patriots have backed themselves into a corner. They really cannot do anything major in free agency.
Why?
He's saying it'll disrupt the locker room.
First of all, Brady's going to get signed.
Right.
So that's not going to bother him.
Thomas is coming off the books. Moss is coming off the books. Other guys are coming off the books. If you
some
want to
guys,
extend.
And Mankins isn't going to have a problem with the Patriots. He has a problem, if he has one at all, with just the, being unlucky. He should be a UFA, and instead he's an RFA.
No, but let's just look at it as
slots. I
don't
think Mankins would be mad. Will Fork is the only one you're dealing with.
You have slots coming off the book, just like you'd potentially be adding them. So you have Mankins at 1 year at 2.6, 2.26, 2.5 million.
Yeah.
A slot is going to open up if you want to sign him to a real deal the year after. Moss is $9 million a year coming off the books after
this
year.
I think that his point is if you sign someone from outside to a big money deal now, how does Will Fork take it? I don't care about Mankins.
Well, if you try to lowball him, he won't like it. If you just give him a contract.
If you just give him his contract, what does he care?
Will Fork?
Yeah. No. Mankins, I thought.
I'm talking about Will Fork. I don't care about Mankins. Mankins is a restricted free agent. He's going to get a tender. That's not the Patriots' fault. They'll give him the high tender, the highest one you can get, and he'll have to – basically, you'll have to sign it unless someone gives him an offer sheet. There's nothing that really the Patriots can do about that.
But I look at it, I just think...
Will Fork, you might say, will he be upset if you franchise him and don't want to pay him an extension, but then you go out and put $50 million in someone else's pocket?
Oh, yeah.
Will
Fork
is the only guy I think that would have a right to be upset about
that.
Yeah,
I think he might.
But I think the Patriots have a right to believe
they
have an offer. But they...
They have a right to choose between Will Fork and Peppers.
Or they have a right to put a value on one guy, and Peppers says,
yep,
I like the value you put on me.
Absolutely.
And they put a value on Will Fork, and he says, no,
I
want
like
more than
value.
That. And
right.
They say, well, that's the value we put on you.
And the Patriots have more than well within their rights to say, I want this one over that one. Right. I have a higher value for that guy.
Right.
Exactly what you said. I don't see it.
I don't think it changes a ton.
But it could make Will Fork upset.
Right.
That's all.
And he'll be really upset, but he'll still have a franchise tag over his head.
But does that bother anything? Does that disrupt the apple cart in any way?
How much more disrupted can it get than it was last year when we said they had no leaders and a terrible locker room and all that?
Quick question about
the wheel going to fall off the cart this
year? Quick question about the franchise.
Maybe.
If he signs it, but I'm sorry, if he holds out until week 10, right? That's what it is?
Mm-hmm.
And then he comes back. Does he get the full
$7
million? He gets the prorated portion?
He'd lose all the game checks of games that he missed.
Okay.
Because you get paid in the 17, you get 17
right, the
weeks.
Weekly check. But I didn't know if they made up for it.
They call them game checks, even though it's not a game
well,
check.
Well, a lot of times, you know, when these things happen, they work out a deal where they get something later on.
Sure,
you know.
But they wouldn't do that.
No.
In that case, if he missed nine games.
If he missed that whole thing.
If he missed nine games, they wouldn't be working out a deal to give him money back when he didn't play in those games.
Brian writes in, so I kind of like adding on to these games you guys play every so often. Tuesday, Andy played the steroid game and talked about who you thought had done steroids, even though there's no proof besides being crazy ripped or having a significantly increased performance. So here's a list of athletes I'll ask. Did they juice or not? Juice or not? Manny Pacquiao.
I don't know enough about him.
Not. I don't
Evander
know.
Holyfield.
Yes.
Big Poppy.
Yes.
Brian Bosworth.
Yes.
Well, he's admitted it. Howie Long.
Not.
I think they all did.
He told.
I would say
he
yes.
told me to stay off the juice. That would be so.
Because
he told you to stay off
because he knew. Because he knew the dangers.
And Mike Piazza.
You haven't been on BBC, and you've never had a Pro Football Hall of Famer tell you to be off the juice. Wow.
Sitting right there.
I really do have a lot up on
mistaken,
you.
Not
huh?
mistaken. He was sitting right over there.
We had Howie Long in here.
And he patted Andy on the back and told him to stay off the juice.
Those were the halcyon days of the show.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Okay, next is a list.
He delivered that well. I don't know.
Next is a list that I don't believe any are even remotely connected to steroid use, at least I hope, but which do you
I
think
I have a feeling there's going to be someone on this list that I strongly think is on.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
which
anything.
Which do you think is most likely to be a steroid user? Tiger Woods.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Hell yes.
Derek Jeter.
Yes.
Maybe.
LeBron James.
Hell yes.
Michael Phelps.
Hell yes.
I don't know.
Well, I won't say steroids.
The Olympic testing
cheating.
That they do, it's yeah. tough.
Cheating.
That'd be awfully tough to
he
cheat
cheats.
In that
And
sport.
I hear
he
in
cheats.
Vancouver, like, they've
It's always tough, but they never catch anyone.
In Vancouver,
in the Olympics?
They,
the good ones, they never catch them. They're always caught later.
Well, whatever. I mean,
they
you get
caught.
The only people that get caught are the people they want to get caught.
Oh, like, Bolt? Not Bolt, but the Ooh, guy the, before
ben,
him.
Ben Johnson?
Ben Johnson they there. Wanted to catch?
But he didn't get caught in the Olympics, did he?
But he gets. But he got caught. He lost all his medals.
Yeah, I know. Because he got caught elsewhere, not the Olympics.
They actually go to his home and take the medals away.
Why would
from
you
him?
Take these medals away for something for a later test? He got
is that what they do,
he,
Paul?
He got caught testing. I mean, how could you do that? I don't know the details. I don't know enough about it. But how could you take a guy's medal away if he did that legit?
It's the Olympic testing. I think they're all overblown. They can't catch them.
Do they literally go to the guy's house and take the medals away?
I believe
from
that's did they do it to what's her face too?
Yeah, well,
Marion Jones.
Yeah, yeah. She had to give them back.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody else?
Michael Phelps, you said. Adrian Peterson.
I would have to say. If we're playing the game, Steppers. I would say yeah.
I think he should inject it into his hands.
I think kind of today you just have to assume that everybody in pro sports
well, I
is.
Do.
That's how I feel.
I do.
And Sidney Crosby.
No.
Don't know enough about him.
You but know,
I think hockey would be the
if
least.
If I could afford
well,
it.
Well, I think there's a lot of HGH in hockey.
If I could afford it, I'd be taking HGH.
You wouldn't believe how big those guys are, Andy.
You can afford it.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
There was
I'm so poor I can't pay attention.
Where is the Buttuntun? Oh,
he,
no, it's too
terrible.
Late now. It's too
he
late.
Is absolutely
it's
horrendous.
Too late now.
Sorry, I was reading the next email.
Like
Fred may never read it, so why do you read ahead?
Yeah, why you don't help me with like screening these things, so
right,
why are you
no
bothering?
Sound bites
because you have your own little system that you've said numerous times. You like them in a certain order.
Do you?
No. I just try to go through them, and if it's too long, I can't read it. You know, it has to do with something we're talking about. I try to read it. You know, I'm multitasking here. Where did Paul go? He just left.
I think he had to poop.
He just leaves?
I
wanted to talk to him about the big show yesterday. He was on
He'll
the
be
radio.
Back. He'll be back.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you talk about your little coaching clinic?
What coaching clinic? Oh, the big one.
What
the one
coaching
that Paul
clinic?
Plugged
it's not little.
On the big show.
I know. When did he do it? Did you hear
Last
it?
Last call.
That's it?
I
asked him to do it throughout the show. Anyway, no, but February 26th and 27th here at Gillette Stadium. If you're a high school football coach or really any type of football coach in New England, we're having a clinic. Nick Saban is going to be the keynoter on Friday. Wait. Jonathan Kraft on Saturday. We've got Chip Kelly, head coach of University of Oregon. We've got Ivan Jasper, the OC from Navy. We've got Brian White, the tight ends coach from Florida. We've got coaches from BC, Holy Cross, Columbia. Giving clinics throughout the 2 days, $100 a person, includes a banquet on Saturday night, a beer bash on Friday night, and beer, open social. It's just, you know, just beer, free beer. And
adults only.
Yeah, it's adults only.
We were going to go drink.
And there's a special rate at the Marriott Renaissance, the 4-star hotel right here at Gillette.
Only $600?
$109 a night, so it's a good deal.
That's not bad, actually.
So that's February 26th. If you are a coach and you're interested, go to newenglandfootball.com.
I'm interested in the presentation on playing linebacker in multiple defenses.
Scraping to see?
They're going to have stuff like that.
No, I know. I read it. I looked at the schedule.
Oh, okay.
I was looking at some of the things to see. I think Paul should go and cover it for PFW.
Just for the scraping to see?
No, so for the Nick Saban presentation and maybe the one of the spread offenses to better understand the spread offense.
Hey, did any of you boys hear the shout-out I gave it yesterday?
Yeah, at last call?
Yeah.
That's the only time they let you do it?
I talked very briefly, very early in the show.
Yeah.
And I wanted to hit it a couple of times, and I didn't get a chance to hit it as many. You know,
what did Glenn say about the
He event? Was very impressed.
You're making my point.
Like, wow.
He should come.
Well, I'm not sure what he's going to get out of
it. I don't know. Anyway.
But no one say anything?
No.
No one heard it? That's too bad.
No one listens to last call.
Anyone?
Except Doc.
What'd you guys talk about on the big show yesterday?
Started off with a lot of
politics.
No, started
Mercies?
Off with a lot of Patriots related stuff. Started off with the Jim Irsay thing. about talking about Peyton Manning
right.
and what that would mean to Brady. We talked about Brady's contract situation and things like that in Wilfork. That was probably like the first hour and a half or so. And Danny Ainge comes on. He's on every Wednesday. So we started talking about Paul Pierce's foot and Ray Allen trade rumors. Talked about that for probably about an hour. Then we went back to football. But then the last hour was stuck with the Super Bowl ads.
Basically talking about abortion.
And I wanted to come back and hit the coach's clinic again around
right.
that time. And now we're talking about Super Bowl ads. So that was kind of a bummer.
Speaking of the Super
Bowl. Did you
Bowl,
see, by the way.
VIPstrippers.com.
Can I ask you guys, and this was I thought was pretty interesting, an item I read on Florio yesterday.
Eric, why don't you check them out?
For the Super Bowl?
Yeah. You having a little party at your house?
No.
We might want to say the big game, not Super Bowl, just in case.
That's just well, so
work,
ridiculous.
We work
that
for the NFL. We can
that.
Call it the Super Bowl.
We should.
Yeah,
everybody should be able to call it the
a
Super
stripper's
Bowl.
Website.
Not,
you know
that's
what
no,
it is?
I don't
it's
think
the
they,
Super Bowl.
Not when you're doing a commercial promotion.
No, I know. I know.
True
just,
or false, Brett,
just
the Super Bowl
stupid.
Is the biggest beer-buying holiday of the year.
True or false?
Sounds like a trick question coming from Andy Hart.
I would say false.
Calling the Super Bowl a holiday
yeah.
is true. Is it the biggest beer-buying
no.
holiday of the year?
Seventh.
Seven.
Number one is
Memorial Day.
4th of July.
See,
Memorial Day's in the top five.
That's good, Freddie.
Labor Day's in the top five.
New Year's.
A sneaky top seven.
Flag
Marathon
Day.
Monday.
Halloween.
Oh,
for beer?
Not for local. Marathon Monday. No one outside of New England would know which Monday that was.
All right.
Did you happen to see
I don't know which
Florio
Monday
yesterday?
I was just going to read something about Florio, but go ahead.
About Chris Johnson?
No.
Chris Johnson
I heard about
said.
That. Yeah.
That the goal for the Titans going
yeah,
to the last
that.
Game was to get him 2,000 yards, even if it meant not winning the game.
Right.
It was the priority was getting more than 2,000 yards, more so than winning the game.
Wow.
Now, I know that it's not overly surprising that they would have that mentality, but the fact that they openly admitted
right.
it
shut up.
Was
yeah.
amazing.
Shut
up about
up.
It.
They're doing you a favor, buddy.
Right.
You know?
And he started off the whole thing as, I'm not sure that Coach Fisher would
right.
like it. And,
then
I,
don't
and
say
I said,
it.
Anytime you, as a player, you start off with something by saying, I'm not sure that my coach would like me saying this, but you probably shouldn't say it.
It's yep. true.
Let's see. Who's this? Andrew in the Ukraine. I read something on Pro Football Talk that made me, it gave me a bad feeling about the direction this offseason will go.
Uh-oh.
It looks like Brady and Peyton will play chicken as far as who's going to sign a contract first. I definitely don't think that Bill will be willing to pony up a bigger contract than Peyton gets. I also don't think that we have Brady for a year only to get a 2012 third-round compensatory pick for him. I think if a deal
wow.
I think if a deal isn't done by the draft, we see a
think
deal
you get a
done
third rounder for Brady?
Possibly to San Francisco.
Depends
I'm
who
not
sign.
Advocating this. I just don't see this going well.
That's true. If you, in Eric's scenario, you wouldn't. If you signed Manning and lose Brady, it'd be a wash.
Right.
But, I mean, even if you signed, like, Peppers or someone,
right.
you might not get anything out of it.
You would, though, because money is involved. Salary plays a role, and his salary would be, what, twice?
Do you imagine if you lost Tom Brady and all you had to show for it was a third-round compensatory pick?
Wow.
Well, I thought he was going to say, if we can't wait and lose him for just a third, so if it hasn't been done by, like, May 1st, we got to trade him. We can't afford to lose him for nothing.
Well,
like
as,
Seymour, because you've got to lose Seymour, so you got to trade him for a future one.
As Kevin in Reading said, well, they're idiots.
I think Paul said that.
No,
oh,
Kevin
and Redding did
Kevin
say
and
that.
Redding said it.
Paul and Peabody, also
Paul,
in Foxborough.
Paul agreed with it,
such
but Kevin
idiot.
Said it.
Paul has often said they are stupid.
Let's see.
Paul is often made fun of for not believing things, and then when they end up turning out the wrong way, that guy never calls back.
So what the hell are we talking about now? And now I'm confused.
Mike in Puerto
Who's
Rico.
Who's they?
Mike
they
and
was
Puerto,
Bill.
Mike in Puerto Rico.
Who's this they?
I hear
everybody.
He was on hold.
Is he on hold by
not
now?
Anymore.
Oh, is he?
Oh.
No, he's gone.
Nice
oh.
job. You bored him to death.
Who was that?
I did? I'm yeah. not the one that's given plugs for a stripping agency.
No, but you'll eat the lunch
seconds.
On Tuesday, won't you?
Well, I eat lunch every day. I'm a fat guy.
That's true.
Let's see. Who is this? Somebody from Bridgewater?
Probably since
Greg.
You said it.
Greg from Bridgewater.
Bridgewater?
Right, says, do the season ticket holders receive a discount to
discount.
PFW Magazine?
Yes,
only
your,
if they're in Scandinavia.
And does your show get pushed aggressively to them? Yes, if you're a season ticket holder, you get $10 off the year's subscription.
And Fred from Norway, a discount.
Our show does not get pushed aggressively to anyone.
What is the
we
number?
Work this magic with no promotion.
What is the number in thousands of season ticket holders want to increase your fan base and aggressively market to them when you go to re-up their season tickets? And I've been full and partial season ticket holder in the past. I don't recall getting this information requested.
I agree.
Why don't your staff at least call them and ask if they'd like the PFW hard copy paper or online information at discount?
Who's our staff?
We do send out emails to them and stuff like that.
I don't know what the demographics are, and you, I would guess, do, but it wouldn't a very large percentage of season ticket holders subscribe to PFW?
Only about 30% of our subscribers are season ticket holders.
Okay, that's down.
Yeah.
There was a time where it was bigger than that.
I think it might have been, yeah. So, but you do get $10 off 1-800-494-PASS.
The percentage of season ticket holders is now making him laugh.
No.
No, it used to be bigger than that.
No, I know. But we're talking about the amount of season ticket holders.
1-800-494-PASS.
From being
also, why aren't your PFW billboards filling empty space at the stadium?
It's under the overhang on the north south end, something.
You get lost in the stadium
behind
garbage
cans.
You start looking around, you can find it.
It should only be minimal cost since you own the stadium. I've been to a lot of games, and I can't recall once seeing a PFW sign. Why isn't it pushed by Doc and John during dead air at home games?
Haven't been to a lot of home games.
Yeah, there's not a lot of dead air. I'm a graveyard shift worker.
Just immediately after plays.
Listen to your blog religiously. I woke up early and can listen to your show live for once. What? Since you only read emails that are sent during the show, I figured I'd throw in my 2 cents. Paul, stop your love fest with Andy and stop always agreeing with him.
Yeah.
And then ganging up on Fred.
Yeah.
Andy, lighten up a little. You come across as such an angry, nasty bastard so often.
He doesn't come across that way.
It's all an act.
Fred, you do miss a lot of Paul and Andy's points, but the show is definitely not as good when you're not on it. Eric, come on, Match.com can't get you at least some dates. The Eric, how'd that date go should be a segment of the Monday show during the off season. Now that would be entertainment.
Don't be jealous that I've been chatting online with babes all day.
There are no dates.
There are no Monday shows.
There are also no dates.
So clearly he doesn't listen that much.
Are you dating?
No.
No.
Why aren't you dating?
The reference there is he refuses to use the online tools. Correct? That was the reference?
No. They don't have, like, artists.com where it's, like, all artists.
No,
I'm not creative people.
I don't know.
What's that website that, you know, and the commercial where the guy plays tennis and then everybody runs out and helps him?
Oh, that's a job. That's a job.
Job search, but it's for only 100K. High-level jobs.
Right.
That's what Eric does for dating. Only the high-level, high-end.
Do they have
how's he
going to
get in? Exactly.
Do they have some creative people, you know?
I don't know, Fred.
You know. You've checked.
He doesn't. Hasn't because he refuses to use them, so he hasn't checked them out.
Why? I guess that's really commonplace these days.
Nobody cares.
You know, 10 years ago.
Would you
might
use
have been
it? Move on, Fred.
If I were in my late 30s and looking, why wouldn't
I'm
I?
I'm not sure.
Where else would I find them?
I was thinking that
sure
if I...
Where would I find them?
You know people and someone would introduce you to somebody.
Well, I would have known people for 38 years, and that route hadn't worked.
If I was my age and I didn't have a girlfriend or anything,
if I were my age,
I would definitely.
Whose age are you?
I would definitely, you know, use prostitutes.
See now,
that's a bit of a slippery slope in this area.
Who was the emailer that just said that about the whole thing with the show? That's why Fred is indispensable, right there.
Plus, he can say those things. He knows he won't get fired.
Exactly.
Because I'd only be looking for one thing. It's done.
Do you really want to talk about this right now? We don't all make the kind of money that you do.
You're going to spend it on a date. Probably more.
How much does it cost?
How much does that cost?
It depends on the quality. Not that I know anything about that.
Liar.
Go ahead,
Andy.
No. VIP strippers is entertainment. It's not prostitution.
Right.
What? Seriously.
Talking about that slippery slope again.
Is prostitution $500?
Who the hell knows?
Oh, it's less in some places and more in others. Depends
That would be like a call girl.
Yeah, it depends on what the service is.
Not engaging
not that
in
I would
criminal
know about
activity.
Sort of things.
Yeah.
I've always wondered, because some of those high-priced ones you see ridiculous, like hundreds of thousands.
Right, that's when you're like a senator.
Yeah, but there's no woman in the world I'm paying $100,000 to boink.
Yeah, but you know, it depends on the mindset. If you've got the money.
But a nobody? You would spend $100,000 to bang a hot nobody?
Yeah, these
I can see if it was Angelina Jolie, and I have the story for life that I bagged Angelina Jolie. But some tramp from New York who is a tramp.
Yeah, but they come in.
Yeah, right to the New York Times.
No, but you get what I mean? Like, I don't see if I'm a rich guy, I feel like I could get it for less and equal quality.
See, but I don't think it's a one-time shot that you're paying $100,000 to be with her. It's like you're basically buying.
But it's a lot
her.
Of money.
You know, it's like Pretty Woman, you know, with Richard Gere. I mean, you're paying her, thousands of dollars to be with you at your beck and call for, like, 2 weeks or something. I don't think you're paying $100,000 to boink.
It's like all these guys you see in Vegas with their niece. Or their, you know, that ain't their niece.
Really?
Why are you touching your niece's chest?
Let's see. Speaking of that, Preston from Brockton says, my girlfriend used to go with Eric Alexander. I thought she had talent when it comes to picking players. That is why she has me. Now I see she is a product of Bill's drafting system. Maybe Eric fit her system at the time or fit the linebacker intangibles of height, weight, speed, or maybe he was a smart player. Whatever it was, it's pathetic, and not to mention her best friend fools around with phony Maroney. Wow.
Should we really be reading
that?
I don't know if we should be reading that on
there. Yeah, probably not.
So why'd you read it?
At least we know.
And what happened to the screening? I thought you were one email ahead in there. God. Idiot.
What's going on?
What the
hell
is happening
to
the
show today?
My God.
We let Fred host.
That's all right. It's good to know Maroney's out there fooling around.
What?
Is that good to know?
He's not married or anything. What's wrong with that?
Move on to another email,
please. What,
he
shouldn't have a girlfriend?
Maybe he just doesn't want it known that he's out there fooling
around. We don't know who it is.
It's Preston's girlfriend's friend. She lives in Brockton.
Maybe.
It's true. Maybe.
We don't know.
If his name is Preston, I'm not still buying that.
Right. Who gives their full real name on the show?
Oh.
Oh, my God. This next one is really long. It doesn't even have paragraph breaks.
Forget it.
Who's it from?
I can't do that. Joel and Merrimack.
Delete.
You know?
Well, can you summarize it? Doc, can you summarize it? You read it.
I didn't read it. It was too long.
Hi, guys. Hi, Eric. Post-Patriot season is not a happy place to be. It's even worse with Penis Head and the douchebags being in the Super Bowl. At least I have the eights to root for.
Oh.
Speaking of douchebags, Felger and Mini Felger are complete D-bags. I would rather listen to Coward in the Herd repeat the same thought ad infinitum.
Terrible.
Is that how you say that word?
Infinitum? On the purpose of this email, the entire Patriots vs. Colts debate, team of the decade, is going to be debated ad nauseum if they happen to win the Super Bowl. I have given a lot of biased thought to this, and I can only conclude that all those D-bags are Peyton Manning lovers. I even saw an article on ESPN comparing Peyton to Montana. Oh, my blank G. That is hilarious. The one comparison I can make with the two is that they have done their best work surrounded by multiple Hall of Famers and future Hall of Famers. And this is where the two differ from Brady. Brady did his best work surrounded by good players, admittedly, but how many future Hall of Famers can you pull from those three Super Bowl wins besides Brady and Law?
Pierre Garçon and Austin Collie, really Hall of Famers.
He's talking about Harrison.
Brady's best work was done in 2007 with Randy Moss.
You could possibly argue for Matt Light and maybe Corey Dillon. Don't say Rodney because the steroids will preclude him from ever getting a bust in Canton.
Say Matt Light because he's not a Hall of Famer.
Plus, it's talent. It's not about...
But Brady until
it's not about steroid use.
But Brady until 2007 never had the talent to work with that both Montana and Peyton had.
No,
now,
ridiculous.
Am I arguing that Brady is better than Montana?
Yes, yeah,
I think
good.
I can make the argument that Brady has done more with less than Montana, and he has certainly done more with less than Peyton has. So, what makes the best? Rings, stats, accolades—a combination of all three. Unfortunately, the true test would be to have the three captain a team of scrubs and see who would perform the best. And alas, that can only be a hypothetical. I guess the whole purpose of this is to argue that Tom Brady did more with less than any other QB has ever done. And therefore, I think it can be argued that he is the best to ever play the game. Keep up the great work and go Saints.
How many Super Bowls did Montana lose?
None.
How many Super Bowls did Brady lose when he had the best team by far?
One. I would also say that your little hypothetical is the 2009 Indianapolis Colts.
And I would also
Manning is captaining a team of, what do you call them?
Scrubs.
And I would also say that John Elway, even though he didn't win anything when he had him, did pretty good with a lot of guys.
I think that's a great example. That's a great example of a guy who did more with
less. The Tree Amigos?
That team stunk. They had no defense, no running game,
right. Nothing.
The only good thing was their celebration when they jumped up in the air.
You know? So,
you know, and I think Marino was very similar. Mark Duper and Mark Clayton.
Yeah.
Please. Those guys are the Austin Collie and Pierre Garçons of their day. David Givens and Deion Branch of their day. They were good players, but not great players by any stretch.
You know who I forgot all about? Anthony Gonzalez. Forgot all about
that's
him.
That's the whole point.
What happened to him?
Got hurt.
They had this guy.
Knee? Forgot all about
him. Yeah, he hurt his knee in the first game of the year and missed the rest of the season. They had arguably the best receiver of this generation in Marvin Harrison, who we all know was done and all that. But he left, and they were replacing him with Anthony Gonzalez, and he got to replace him for less than a game.
Right.
And they went undefeated until they decided they didn't want to play anymore.
I just think his whole argument was based on when Brady did more with less.
That was a very valid argument in 2004.
But
it's not a valid argument in 2009.
He had more and lost the Super Bowl.
Lost.
Yeah, but he also did more, too, in 07.
He did what Manning did with those
weapons.
He didn't
win the Super Bowl, Fred.
Right.
Joe Montana
always
won
the Super
Bowl.
Exactly the
same as Manning. He was there. He finished it. He finished the job.
Manning had those weapons that everybody complained about and did the same thing. He did all these wonderful individual things but didn't win it. And Brady did the same thing in 07. I don't blame it on Brady.
Like I've said many times, life would be different if they had won that game.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame it on Brady.
This argument,
I certainly don't think it was his fault.
There would be no argument, team of the decade. There would be no argument.
Well, I don't have an argument about team of the decade. The Patriots are the team of the decade.
Sam in Chicago, I don't know if this is a sympathy email, Eric, but she says, thanks for the show. Eric, when you come out to Chicago and the Pats play the Bears this coming season, I'll take you out.
Oh, giddy up.
I don't know if she meant kill you or take you.
It is Chicago, so yeah, right. It could go either way.
That's the Chicago way.
But that's, hey.
Samantha?
So you have a date
that.
Coming up.
I like that.
We just
and
have to
somebody had to do there?
Yes.
Samantha? Thank you.
So now when people say, Eric, you know, do you have any dates lined up? You can say, well, I have to wait for the NFL schedule to come out.
Yes, but I don't know when it's going to be.
Right. Samantha. Yeah, sometime this fall.
You should do Samantha, though. That's good for your side of things.
Well, now you're making a leap. She merely said she'll take him out. Now you're talking about doing her?
No. I'm
saying call her Samantha, not Sam.
Eric shouldn't say I have a date with Sam.
Right.
Right.
Sam I am.
Some will mistake that.
Yeah.
Some being Andy, who will torture him.
Look forward to it, Samantha.
Okay.
She just really wants to meet us, but she figures that's the best way is to try to get an in with you.
I'm going to Ditka's. Want to go back to Ditka's? That was a good meal.
Can you fall off the chair again?
That wasn't me.
Oh.
That is a good.
I don't think I can afford that.
That's
right?
That's a very good. Yeah, the per diem's not going to take care of that.
No.
Oh,
that's like up there. With
I have
Morton's
a free meal on the horizon. We
yeah,
have
Eric.
A free
maybe
meal.
We'll go to Ditka's.
Oh, we're not going there in the preseason.
How do you know?
Well, I've decided I want to.
We could.
You can pick the game. I don't care. You can pick the
actually,
game.
Actually, no. We
the restaurant.
Say, I heard.
I really
much
don't
better.
Care.
We did say preseason.
There's a much better restaurant there.
Doesn't have to be a preseason game.
No.
In Chicago?
Yeah, than Ditka's.
That is much more expensive, but.
Ditka's is pretty good, though.
Mister never been happy with anything. Mark Capella from the Hub said it was the best restaurant on the planet.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. And they go to
high end.
Is it a fancy place, though?
I don't know.
Because I don't want to go to a fancy.
But Ditka's is kind of fancy.
But not really. You
it's
can
a
get,
steakhouse.
It's kind of like Weber Grill. You know,
no.
It's
a little bit higher end than that, I think.
You've never been to Weber Grill, have you?
But I know. It's about, you know.
It's just like no! Never been.
I think it's similar.
We're going to make our pick?
I have to look at the...
Oh, we got
a menu to see the prices, but I think it's a similar decor.
As who?
Weber Grill and Ditka's.
There's no way the prices are the same.
I said I don't know about the
prices. Much more expensive.
You know, Ditka's, we're talking about $40 steaks.
Yeah, it's a more expensive place than Weber.
Yeah.
Anyway, it is 154.
We
have a
per diem and an uncapped here, and is it uncapped?
An uncapped per diem? Just give me a blank credit card?
Actually, one of the rules that they made about uncapped here is the per diems are going away. So there is no per diem.
That's not true.
Uncapped
is
year.
It?
Yep. All the
there is. It's just called expense report.
All the 401k, all that stuff is going away.
I don't care about any of that.
But for the players.
So we don't get a per diem?
They're not
I'll be saying thanks, Fred, 10 times this year.
Seriously, we're not getting a per diem?
I don't know.
The other stuff is true about the benefits.
No,
but
I know,
per
but
diem.
I don't give a rat's ass about that. I'm worried about Andy on a Saturday night.
I don't know.
No. The players don't need a per diem. We need one.
I know. All right,
here you go, Freddie. I haven't been bringing the notebook down for the playoffs, so I just want to give a little overview of what's been going on.
Sure.
The conference championship games, you and I went 2-0 in picking the winners. Andy and Eric went 1-1.
Ooh.
You and I went 1-1 by the spread, and Andy and Eric went 0-2.
Oh, wow.
So for the playoff run, the previous 10 games that we've had, Paul has the lead at 6-4.
Good,
not
Paul.
Very impressive.
No, Fred 5-5.
Ooh, less
good
impressive.
Fred.
Andy and Eric 4-6.
Even less.
Very
impressive.
With the spread,
impressive.
Paul also has the lead
not
at 5-5.
That's not very impressive. It's not like when I went undefeated that year.
Fred 4-6.
Oh boy.
Andy and Eric 3-7.
Oh wow.
So okay. That brings us to the very end. Game number 11 of the postseason and the final game of the 2009 season.
Ba, 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 ba.
New Orleans against Indianapolis with the Colts favored by 5 points. Big Head, what say you?
I was thinking that. I say...
Give a key.
What? Key to the game?
Key to the game.
Oh.
I will say key to the game, Paul Perillo, is turnovers by the Indianapolis Colts. Paul and I discussed it upstairs. If both teams play their best game, who do you think would win? And I said to him, I think the Saints, because if the Saints are playing their best game, it involves Darren Sharper picking
defense,
up a pass,
right.
Running back, some sacks, turnovers. But as he said, well, then the Colts couldn't have played their best game because their best game doesn't involve turnovers. So it can never happen. But if both teams play their best game, I think the Saints would win. But I think it's going to be an average game, and I think the Colts will win. Turnovers is the key. Manning gets it done, but I think it will be a great shootout, great game. I think you take the over, but I think the Colts win and cover.
I disagree with you, Andy. I do think it's going to be a shootout. I think it's going to be a close game. I think the key to the game is going to be Reggie Bush. If he shows up and is the Reggie Bush that we saw of late, that's good news for the Saints. If not, I think Peyton and the Colts have the edge. But I think he will show up, and I think the Saints, by a very close margin, are going to win the game.
Is one of us going to pick it right without having to say, excuse me? I picked the Patriots, I mean the Colts. You picked the Colts, I mean the Saints.
I like the Colts.
I mean the Saints.
I just feel like Andy's right. I think if they don't turn the ball over, I don't really think this is going to be very close. I don't think the Saints will be able to keep up. I do think that the Saints' offense is dynamic. However, I don't think it's been playing very well over the last month and a half. I think down the stretch, they weren't playing their best football. I think they may have peaked on the Monday night that the Patriots were there. Since then, they've lost some games, and really the offense has been the reason why they've lost a lot of those games. I don't think much of their defense. I don't think much of either defense, but at least the Colts defense forces a punt once in a while. The Saints can only stop you if you turn it over. So as long as Peyton Manning protects the football reasonably well, I think they win in cover.
I think the key to this game is the speed of the Colts defense. I think, you know, the Saints can do a lot of things on offense, but I think that the Colts' speed minimizes that. And we're going to come out of this Super Bowl with the Colts winning, and the new rage in the NFL will be you got to have a fast defense. It's got to be speed.
That's a new rage?
Speed, speed, speed. You know, and so I'm looking at the Colts winning. Although, throughout the playoffs, I've been calling the game for a team that I don't want to win. This is no exception. I want the Saints to win, but I think that the Colts will win.
I agree. I'll be rooting for the Saints. I found another reason to root for them. Did you read the story today
about see a good
Greg
game.
Williams?
Yes.
The up-downs? Every player who joins the Saints must do 40 up-downs because they did 40 up-downs to start and end training camp. And if even mid-season,
right.
If you're going to join, you
could
do the 40 up-downs. Deuce McAllister did his 40 up-downs. They all did it.
What is that? What's an up-down?
When you jog in place, and
on your
you
face.
Fall and
get up.
Oh.
Face.
Yeah. And jump back up.
High school.
Running up the stairs of the Superdome.
No. But it's an old high school thing because he said, I'm just an old high school coach. Everybody likes to say I have X's and O's. I just preach guys to run to the football and be crazy. And he kept, what did he say, big plays happen because guys are dogging it, basically. Yeah. And if no one's dogging it, it's hard to hit big plays. You can, you know, have some success, but it's hard to hit big plays.
I just hope it's a good game.
I'm rooting for him.
He
wants
to
heat Peyton Man. Yeah, Deuce McAllister comes out.
That's probably why he retired after
a
week. He did 40 up-downs, and he's like, I can't do this.
And, Freddie, did you also hear Drew Brees named the MVP of the Saints offense?
Okay.
Who is it?
What's that?
Drew Brees.
You picked
somebody
like
to be
Drew
the
Brees
MVP
was,
right.
of the offense.
I thought you said
he
was...
named the MVP of the offense. Who is it?
Probably somebody on his O-line.
No. Think about a connection to this team.
Peyton?
Connection to this team.
Connection to
this
team.
Oh, Dave Thomas?
Yes. Nah. For everything he does for the offense in a role they could not have possibly envisioned when they traded for him.
Sean Payton is the...
I'm just taking, you know, Drew Brees seems like he knows a little bit about the Saints, and he says Dave Thomas is the most important guy.
When are you going to learn? When will you learn?
All right, that'll do it for this edition of PFW in Progress. Have a good Super Bowl weekend. Enjoy the game, and we'll see you next Tuesday.